from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. I see Frosty's made it back from Habit Burger in Irvine. I figured he'd still be there in a Charburger coma.
Notice my shirt's a little tighter than usual.
A little bit.
I had several Habit Burgers. It's delicious. Oh, it's great. Dozens and dozens of people came out, said, tell you guys hi.
Hi.
Great listeners made the trip down there to Irvine. And it's good to see you all yesterday. Mm.
Good stuff.
Did you have your tempura green beans?
I did. I had some of those. By the way, this is a great American success story. Habit Burger, I walked in there. The place was completely packed.
Good.
Everyone was smiling. When's the last time you went in a restaurant or a fast food place, and everyone's sitting there with a smile on their face?
It does seem like people have a good time in there.
It's just a good time.
The Mike Thompson RV was out there with you, and I'm sure people took pictures with it. Hashtag FHF show. Today, the Mike Thompson RV, this evening at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., it's going to be at Duke's in Malibu for the Big Wednesday at the Barefoot Bar, hosted by Surf Junkie Jeff. He's going to be out there. So go out and say hello to Surf Junkie Jeff.
3:45 this afternoon.
Not at the... No, you have to wait till 6.
It's going
to
be at 6:40 tie. No. No. It's 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go out to Duke's in Malibu, have a drink with Jeff, and then take a picture of yourself with the FHF Mike Thompson RV, hashtag FHF show on your social media, and you just might win tickets to the High and Mighty Festival featuring Sublime with Rome taking place August 5th and 6th.
Whoa.
This evening.
You think he's a spit talker? Like, if you open talk to him, you get sprayed?
For
because
sure.
It sounds like you would
no
get a little...
No doubt.
But it's ocean water, so it's not as bad. It's like seawater.
I remember the last event that we were at was the dog adoption,
uh-huh.
Pet adoption thing, and I was talking to somebody. I had sunglasses on the day. It was a sunny day. And I could just see the speckles hitting the lenses on my sunglasses. I'm like,
oh.
And it's hitting my nose and my cheeks and stuff, too. And I'm like, thank God I have these glasses on.
And that beard to cover your
and
mouth.
And the beard to cover my lips.
Oh.
So you can get that weird droplet that lands on your lip, and then you want to lick it instantly with your tongue.
But you can't acknowledge it. You have to, because then they'd see it.
Because they know they did it. When you spit it, when you're talking and you get excited and you're like, blah, blah, and you see it come out of your mouth, and then you have to go, oh.
Is it okay to say I'm sorry?
I think so. Because
if
like,
you don't,
oh, sorry.
It's kind of like, well, I know you saw that.
We both saw.
Oh.
Ew. But go see him.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick look at traffic when we come back. Frosty has a story about his neighbor. I asked you, I think, a couple weeks ago if you even knew who your neighbors were. You said, you know they got kids. But that was that's the most you knew about them. But now...
I know them now.
The neighbor has made contact.
Uh-oh.
And I may be going to prison.
Oh, my God.
Details coming up. But first...
What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic Report is brought to you by...
100% Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
0% interruption for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty finally met his neighbors. Sort of, I guess, man.
Well, unfortunately, we're communicating now via notes. We're passing back and forth, and it's not pleasant. Now, keep in mind, I'm renting a house because the house I own in Studio City, the house I love and wish I were in now.
It's a good house.
Is rented out to another guy because when I was in Denver last year, I rented my house out. So I can't get that back till February. So till then, I'm a renter myself, and I'm renting a nice place in Sherman Oaks. To the right of me is a noisy house. Backyard full of screaming kids all hours a day, and the guy has not one but two table saws. I hear them sometimes in stereo. Ugh. I don't know those people, but sometimes his children's balls end up in my yard, and I'm always having to kick his kids' balls back. But on the other side now, I guess I've got a feud with that neighbor over there. The problem is I have been receiving that house's mail in my mailbox being misdelivered time and time again. I don't know why. Mailman should know by now what house is what number, but I keep getting their mail. So every time I would get their mail, I'd politely walk it over and dump it on their porch. And their porch is, you know, you got to walk into the house.
I think, isn't protocol you just go and put it in their mailbox?
Their mailbox is...
Is it one of those front door...
I don't know where the mailbox is. Must have one... slot or something. But what I do
apparently
is...
Apparently the mailman doesn't know either.
I guess not.
I'll just put it in the neighbors. They'll figure it out.
But it's a pretty big... There's like shrubs and fence, and it's over there somewhere. But what I do is they don't have a gate and a security gate. I just walk and I just put it on their porch, right?
Okay.
By the garage. I've done that probably 10 times. Finally, the last time I did it, I thought I need to explain this maybe so they could say something to the mailman, because I put numbers in my mailbox so the postman would know what my numbers are. Doesn't seem to be helping. So last time I dropped the mail on my neighbor's porch, the side porch by the garage, I put a note there. I said, "Hi, I'm your next door neighbor at," and I put my house number, yeah, right next door. "The post office keeps misdelivering your mail to my mailbox. Isn't that something?" So I put new numbers on my box, which are easy to see. Hopefully that will help. "Meantime, here's your mail again!" Exclamation point and a sign my name.
Okay.
Well, sure enough, the mail was just a little misdelivered again on Monday. So once again, I walked it back and put it on their porch and went back home. Yesterday, there was a note on my porch from them.
Thank you, note.
What did it say? 1-800-955-5567.
Huh.
My next door neighbor made the effort to come over and type out a note like I did and put it on my porch. Isn't that wonderful?
That should say something like, "Thank you so much."
Yeah, what would you say?
I would say, obviously, I need to take up this problem with my mail carrier, but thank you so much for returning the mail to me.
That signed, sounds reasonable.
Friendly neighbor. Right.
The reason I think it's not something nice like that is because it's a note. Yes. As opposed to, like, "I'll take over a pie."
Oh, yeah.
To thank them for giving me my mail all these months and weeks that I didn't even realize he wasn't the mailman.
I would love a pie.
I figured you'd love a pie. They've seen you. They know you love pie.
And they know I've got stuff over on them because I've seen where they get mail from. Clinics and stuff.
You've gone through their mail.
Well, I haven't gone through
it. Was it opened?
No.
You never opened their mail?
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Did you take over opened mail?
Like, there's a felony.
I didn't even look at it. I thought it was my mail, and I accidentally opened up your mail from the clinic.
Frank, it's a felony. I would never do that. In fact, one day there was one envelope from one of the clinics I get mail from where they hadn't sealed it, and I licked it shut.
Oh!
You might need to go to a clinic after that, oddly enough.
I got the eye infection right after that.
Right.
Anyway, because I didn't want them to think that I opened the envelope, but it was open, so I sealed it. Anyway, because I've delivered their mail a dozen times now, and finally I know who is delivering it to their porch, you'd think they'd leave a nice note, right?
Oh, yeah.
I brought the note in, typed, in big, huge font. "Neighbor," and then a colon. "If you bring over my mail, slide it under the door. Do not leave it just thrown all over the porch."
Wow. Period.
No,
that's it.
No, thank
period.
You. No, thank you forever.
No, signed? No, thank you. That's all. No, well,
and you're
neighbor.
Just neighbor.
So next time I get their mail, you know, I got a shredder right inside the door of my garage. 5 steps into my garage is a massive, huge fellow shredder. I can shred 10 envelopes at a time.
By the way, you signed the first note. You're Frosty, right?
No, so, neighbor at this
number. I thought you signed.
Well, I might have scribbled my name. Well, I don't remember. I might have, but you can't read my signature or anything. But I did say neighbor next door, you know, to the right. So I knew it was. Therefore, they gave me the return note.
Did you toss it willy-nilly or just set it all nicely on some chair?
You know, if you get, and they got a lot of mail. You get 4, 5, 6 envelopes and you drop them, you know, from shoulder height. They plop down to the concrete. It wasn't a neat.
Why are you dropping them shoulder height?
Because that's where my shoulders are and my arm is attached to it.
If I'm going to put something on the floor, or I might lean over and, like, drop it from knee height.
He can't bend over, remember? Yeah, remember
look,
we tried
I drop
that.
It from knee height.
Yeah, but you're in shape. I can't
doing
bend.
Doing this.
Remember, he can't bend over. Remember, we tried to watch him tie a shoe.
Yeah, I fall over, Frank.
I'm dropping mail.
I'm top heavy. If I bend forward, I fall over. I topple over.
So he has to sit
so
upright.
The mail did scatter?
No, it wasn't scattered. It was
you could have kicked it together in a pile.
Well, it wasn't, like, strewn all over the place, like their note implies. It was an untidy pile.
Was it a windy day?
Oh, it might have been.
Could have put
been.
A rock on top of it.
Oh,
I didn't have
rock
a rock.
On top,
I
the rock
left
on...
my rock at home.
The rock on top's good. That's good, Frank. She should be
then
mad.
You could have found their master key under that fake rock.
And then drop the mail actually yeah, inside
throw,
the house.
I could put it on their counter in their kitchen.
So because I've already put the right numbers on my mailbox, and that hasn't helped the problem, and I get this note, I assume the problem is going to continue. What do I do next time? Just shred them? Is that a felony?
I feel like, you know what I would do now, at this point? I would write on the envelope, wrong mailbox. And just put it back in your mailbox with the little flag up so that your postman knows, oh.
Do you have a flag on your mailbox?
No. My mailbox is weird. I have to. It's weird.
It's a weird mailbox. What's weird about it?
This the one. I love. You've seen my house. It's a nice house, and it's pleasantly gated.
How could you have a weird mailbox?
But there's no way when they put the mailbox into the gate. There's no way for the mailman to get. You can't leave a letter for the mailman. You have to go find a mailbox.
Oh,
somewhere.
It's like a slot thing or whatever.
Yeah, they can give you mail, but you can't give the postman mail. That's the stupidest.
No, he has to open the mailbox.
You can't. It's unopenable.
He can never open it.
No, there's only one slot. You can give me mail, but you can't. Yeah, I can't give him mail.
It's entry only.
It's the most stupidly designed mailbox I've ever seen.
Put a sticky note on the outside, and so there's mail in. Before you put my mail in, there's mail in here with the wrong address.
Yeah, how do you not? How does he not able to pick up mail from your mailbox? I'm just confused.
No, I have to go every time I have to mail something. I got to find a blue mailbox and go to the post office and mail it. Because I guess what you could do is you could have the mail, outgoing mail, stuck in the in the slot. But then it's like you're waving to the whole everyone driving by. Here's my mail with my checks in it.
That's not even your mail.
But it's my mail with my that I'm mailing out.
He's gonna mail out something.
Oh,
I can't have it waving to the passing motorists.
Put their mail in there flapping out.
No, and most of my mail has my checks in it. You know, because I still pay by old fashioned checks, so I can't do that.
Right.
Anyway,
nobody
I
knows you can just take someone else's check and go cash it pretty easily.
Well, I'm going to take this Department of Water and Power check for $80, and it'll be mine.
We just figured that out. Damn checks. So easy to cash if it's not you.
This is what mail thieves do. They go and they rip off your mail if you don't have a lockbox.
They're taking the checks and don't get, I think they're trying to get your information.
Well, that's fine. I don't want them to have my account
number. To steal your identity.
Yeah. Credit card.
Anyway. So now I sort of know my... Now I have contact with neighbors on both sides. Isn't it fun?
And not good.
Yeah.
Todd had a guess for what the neighbor said. Don't bring me my bills.
No. Yeah. Because that's what you say to the mailman, too. You're
bring
like,
my value pack. It's not my bills.
Yeah. Leave the Bed Bath Beyond coupon and go away.
Yeah. You stole my value pack. You opened it up. I could tell it was re-licked.
Okay. Maybe I did get the 20% discount that a Bed Bath Beyond. But other than that...
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know. I'm ticked off now. That was very rude. I don't want to get in a...
Not even a thank
apologize.
You.
But for what? Well, I mean, what did I do wrong?
They think that you scattered their mail. It's like, it just seemed disrespectful.
So
it's
what
like,
they want you to do...
It seemed like you were pissed that you even had to walk next door.
Well, it's...
By the way, what they found was just scattered mail. Like, you were making a statement. They're like, hey, next, if you're going to help out, why don't you stop being a dick and just actually lay it down lay it down in a sack.
There
because
we go.
They've seen... the crime scene looks like somebody who was upset.
Okay, fine. So the way you started that sentence is exactly when you said, if you're going to help out, fine. I'm not going to help out anymore. Go chase your own damn mail.
Well, now put a rock on top.
Just throw it down the street.
Here we go. Go back to the beginning. Take them a pie and stick the mail in a pie. Right in the top of the pie.
Okay, next note would be, dear neighbor, next time you bring over mail, don't stick it in a pie.
Also, little Timmy's allergic to pumpkin.
Yeah. Instead of a bitch in the hospital.
I can't
You'll be
do
hearing from
right.
my attorney.
Attempted murderer.
Right. It's just one big boy. It keeps getting
worse. Here's how you say you hate him screaming in the backyard.
Someone's not well over there. They get a lot of medical appointments for...
You looked through their mail.
Well, it's on the return address. No, I mean, it's from the return. You can say, so-and-so cancer thing.
Oh.
So your appointment, your statement is inside. I mean, they get a lot of cancer stuff over there.
Really?
Someone's getting chemo.
Oh.
You got in trouble for this once before and got a restraining order. We started going through people's stuff.
This was
in his property,
This was
though.
The wind.
Yeah.
This is when there was...
Same thing. It's on his property. The mail's on his property. Oh, yeah, it's in his mailbox. Right. It's a felony. You can't read other people's mail.
Right. Mm. Can't hold up the light or anything.
I know you better than that. I know you went beyond the return address. You opened it up with the excuse of... I wasn't looking at the address to make sure it was mine. It was in my mailbox. I assumed it was my mail. Rip, 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 rip.
Well, wouldn't that stand up in court if that happened?
I don't know.
It was night, Your Honor. I got the mail at night. I came in. I'm opening it as I'm walking back the house. When I turned the kitchen light on, my God, it was the cancer lady next door, Mr. Appointment. I didn't know.
I didn't realize it wasn't mine until page 5 when it said she had to get her other breast removed.
I was like, have I had weight?
You know, I could probably kill her off. Because all these seem to be reminders about appointments and stuff.
I just won't
tell her.
So go back to that letter. What they want you to do is they want you to open what they have like a screen door or something. They want you to open
slide it under the door.
Oh, under the door.
They have a gap under their front door.
Apparently,
they need to call a door guy, and that shouldn't be.
Any mouse problems over there, bitch?
They would. He keeps stealing door coupons out of the value pack. Door master.
Anyway, so now I just can't wait to get out of there. Misery on both sides. Male bitch on one side, screaming chainsaws on the others.
Here's some suggestions from the text audience. If you can't get through on the phone and you would like to text, you can text the show by texting FHF and then your question or comment to 68683. It says, from the 661, Frosty Show. Frosty is a dick.
Me?
From the 951. Actually speak with them like an adult.
Who talks to their neighbors? I don't want to talk to them. It's all uncomfortable now.
Can you imagine, though, you're the neighbor and all of a sudden your doorbell rings and you look out the peephole and it's just Frosty sitting there with something in his hand. You're like, oh, God, there's some weird sales guy. Because you stand there with mail in his arms. And you're thinking, oh, Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. He's trying to sell something. And you're like, I'm not. We're not. Shut the dog up.
You should go over there and hand it to him. Say, sorry about the mess. The wind must have blown it. I set it all right here in a perfect stack. But you probably should contact the postmaster and let him know that he put it in my mailbox.
I know I probably should do that, but I'm not going to.
Why? That'd be because the neighborly
tone,
thing.
Because of their tone, they've now putrefied the whole discussion.
Read that with a smile on your face. I mean, like one of those pageant winner smiles on your face.
But you can't.
No, yes, try it.
I will, but the words are just tinged with pissment.
Not if you smile.
Here goes. Who's that lady that does the JCPenney ads? She's
her.
JCPenney.
Just like that. Really, there needs to be a lot of smile in your voice.
JCPenney's on business.
I think Heidi could do a better job because she does the smiley lady.
I want you to do it.
Okay, here goes. Neighbor. Let me try again. Neighbor, if you bring over my mail, slide it under the door. Do not leave it thrown all over the porch.
See?
It's still kind of pissing.
I know, it's still kind of pissing. I mean, still, my God.
Now it's worse because it's like condescending. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, would you be a dear, you big dumb idiot? Yeah. It's worse with a smile.
You passive-aggressive asshole.
Right? That's way worse than just being pissed.
Let's see. Let's go to Raymond. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You got a suggestion for Frosty and his neighbor?
Yeah, definitely. I think his neighbor's a douchebag. So I think he should go leave a note on their door again saying, I don't work for you. So if you want your stuff, you can either come get it or you can start paying me to deliver it to you.
I like Raymond, but see, now this is this war going on.
But Raymond, say that with a smile on your face.
A smiley face and then write douche.
Well, maybe leave it.
Okay, never mind.
He wasn't going to play along with you.
I understand.
So how do I start the letter? Dear carcinoma. I'm sorry. Dear.
Sorry to hear about your impending death. But do you really want to go out like this? With this attitude?
I mean, Jesus is watching and you're near.
I should do that. I don't know.
That you know.
I know you've been dealing with some medical issues that are very serious. And you have my sympathies. But
send over some flowers.
Sympathy flowers?
Please die soon.
Just get out ahead of it and send a funeral spray.
I should.
Like one of those big on a
stand.
Yes,
I mean, yes.
Sorry. On a stand.
Sorry to hear you'll be missing a lot of medical appointments in the near future and you'll probably die. Love, your neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Well, by the way, you know what was hot a few days ago? I mean, hot, like the sun hot?
Get her a gift card down at Scarf Town.
Frank Kramer.
What?
Scarf Town, you know, what you call your kitchen.
Yeah, Frosty's all confused. Yeah. No, it's not your refrigerator.
I think it's like a hometown buffet?
No, it's nothing but scarves.
Scarf town. For the... Okay, I see the chemo. Oh, I get it. Okay.
I knew you'd be confused.
I'm thinking hometown buffet, I swear to God.
And now the Scarf Town, man.
Anyway, when
Scarf Town's a great name for a buffet.
It is a great name.
And you get to keep the napkins, it doubles as a scarf.
Here we go.
That's a zillion-dollar idea.
I like it. I'm copywriting that. Let's take this to Shark Tank. Let's invest
in
this.
Let's do it.
Come on. $500,000 for 5%.
Could you please do that? Will you please try to get on Shark Tank and pitch Scarf Town?
Scarf Town.
I mean, as serious as you possibly can without breaking character.
Come on down to Scarf Town and scarf it down. I mean, I can see the commercials.
Got it.
Combine it with the scarves for cancer patients.
I'm all for it. But when Mr. Wonderful asks, so what are your sales last year? Oh, I don't actually have the place built yet.
Yeah, but a lot
it's
of
just
times,
an idea.
It's just, this is the pitch meeting.
Okay. Scarf Town. All right. My idea.
So we get backers.
Anyway, so when it was hot, I had to walk all the way over there in the hot sun.
Oh, come on. It's like
I came back. I was dripping with sweat.
Right.
You went dripping with sweat in here if it's not 68 degrees.
Put me out there on the surface of Venus and look at me. Carrying a stack of mail.
Brandon's on the phone. He has a suggestion for you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brandon.
I suggest maybe make it like an Easter egg hunt. So, like, take their piece of mail, put it in the bush, and just, like, underneath different things so they go searching for it.
Yeah, or play a game of hot, cold, like you would a kid. Cold. cold again. More.
Just leave a note that says, oh, hey, I hid your mail, so good luck finding it.
And I could peek through the blinds and watch some shriveled old lady trying to navigate her wheelchair around the yard.
Right. You could have thrown it over. You share a wall, right?
Yes, we do.
You could just thrown it over the wall.
Well, maybe that's what I will do from
next time.
Maybe I'll just save up enough so I have bunch of envelopes and I can spell letters. And every time I leave it there, it'll be neat, but it'll be spelling words neatly.
Ooh, okay.
I can think of a four-letter C word I'll start with. It'll be neat letters.
Chemo? No, that's fine.
All the envelopes making letters. Oh, yes, please do that. Save up the mail.
Yes. That's not a felony, right?
I don't think
so. It's just late getting to you.
The wind hates you, too, and it blew it in that formation.
Just a coincidence.
How's your neighbor doing, Heidi?
You know what? He's left us alone for a long time, but I saw him the other morning as I'm leaving for work. And a lot of times on my street, people will... It's not the greatest street, but people will like go shopping and they'll leave their shopping carts. There's a lot of trash. So I see my neighbor. This is it. I don't know. 4 a.m. And I see what appears to be a homeless man pushing a cart on my block. But it's him, my neighbor, in his robe. Like, he doesn't want the cart on our street.
So he's taking it back?
So he's pushing it back to just off our street. Doesn't matter. It's close, but just right around the corner. And I'm like, my God. I mean, he's a Gladys Kravitz, but the male version of a Gladys Kravitz. He's involved in everybody's business. Everybody.
Even Ralph's.
But he has left us alone since we said, you know, since we stood up to him, essentially.
This is the same guy that's been pestering you for 20 years, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the worst.
And this guy who'd look over the wall when you're sunbathing? And,
yes, him. Could you turn your music down?
Burns his trash.
Has never put a trash can out since I've lived there, and I've lived there since 2003.
That's an air quality violation. I think you can turn him in for that. You can't burn trash.
Every time you smell it, you're like... Oh, yeah, that's right. It's trash day. It's the night before trash day.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with just putting it in the trash can and let the trash guys take it away?
What's he hiding?
Right.
This is the house that he was born in, never left.
He's one of those guys. He's creepy then.
Born in, never left.
Is he like Norman Bates, stunted growth creepy?
He's odd. Yeah. That's why I kind of want to be friendly, because I don't want him to be.
Did you take him a pie? Pie works wonders.
No. He's that guy that when I first moved in to the house, when moving guys are coming, doors are open, they're moving. I'm going, take that one. That one goes upstairs. That one goes in that room. There's a strange man standing in the front of my house, inside my house. And he's like, oh, moving in today? Yep.
The neighbor just walked into your house.
Well, the door was open.
No.
If it's an open door, yes, you can.
No, you cannot. One of the movers. He's just standing there. And I go, can I help you? He's like, oh, I live next door. And I'm like, oh, okay.
In every movie I've ever seen, if the door's cracked, somebody opens it and goes, the door was open.
But that doesn't make it right. You'd never do that. Just didn't come into somebody's house. So I should have known right then he was going to be trouble.
Yeah, even in sitcoms, you know, the friends always just bust in unannounced. If that happened in real life, do not do that.
Right.
Get out of my house.
Just because my door's unlocked doesn't mean it's like, oh, yeah, swing by.
Ring the doorbell like a normal human being, and maybe I'll let you in. Okay, how good a friend do you think we are? We're not.
Yeah, I met one of my neighbors last night, unfortunately. The way we met, because my dog, Diesel, can be, you know, overexcited when he sees other dogs, okay?
Okay.
And so we're sitting in the backyard, and I have a lock on the top of the gate and a lock on the bottom of the gate. It's a double lock, so he can't even like, jump in the air and unlatch the top lock. You know,
you protected it.
Yeah, he's beyond, he can't get out. Well, my lady goes out to her car, goes through that gate, comes back in, and I can't see the gate from where I'm sitting. And she left the gate open. And my dog's out there. All of a sudden, he gets up and he tears out. I'm thinking, okay, he's probably something out there. Somebody's walking a dog. He's going to run to the gate and stop because the gate, he can't get out, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
My son's in the pool. He goes, oh, no, the gate's open.
Oh.
And I'm like, ah! So I run outside in the cul-de-sac. There's this woman, this older lady. and she's got two Cocker Spaniels, and my dog's like out there, and he's trying to play, but you know,
he's
giant, yeah. You know, yeah. Two small dogs, and she's got this billy club in her hand. She's walking in the evening, and there's coyotes where we live and stuff like that. So she's, you know, she's all flustered. I'm out there, get out of here, there's all. You know, and I put him away.
So he listens to you when you're like, go on
now. I probably freaked the dogs out even more than he did. But she's like shaking, and her dogs are shaking. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. That was a total accident. That gave like, you need to be more careful. I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'm like, your dog's okay, and they're fine. You know, they're not even wet. You know, they didn't even get like the mouth on them or anything like that. So I'm like, just calming them down. She's like, oh, everything going on in my life right now. I didn't need this kind of stress.
Oh, God. No. Oh, yeah. Frank.
And now, give a picture of what she looks like. Looks like the woman who was the landlord to Woody Harrelson in Kingpin. And I go, hey, is there anything? I go, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I have no idea. Like, a lot of stuff going on. She's like, oh, you have no idea. Like,
well, at least you went clubbing tonight.
Is there anything I can do? She's like, oh.
Oh, no. No.
So you did it.
Who wants to smell my beard?
Hard pass on that one.
No, that didn't happen. But no, I didn't meet. I was like, hey, you know, it's a horrible way to meet, but nice to meet you. Sorry about this. And so, yeah, I'm that guy in the neighborhood.
Oh, did she know where you live? Because I would have walked. I would have walked to a different house. Good to meet you. I live in this house. Oh, it's the next block over. Bye. Yeah. Gotta go.
Yeah, because I ran out of the same gate. So, just kind of knew where I lived. So, that's my neighbor's story. Anybody else got an interesting neighbor story?
I met my neighbors the other day in the worst way possible. My daughter, you guys are going to be so proud, committed her first hate speech.
Oh.
It was so cute. It was so cute. Oh, it's just adorable. So there's a gay couple that lives in my neighborhood. They drive this silver Mini Cooper. And I see them all the time. They're adorable. Just well-dressed, two gentlemen. And you can tell that they live together. They're a gay couple. So my daughter, what she likes to do is she likes to identify cars, trucks, vans by their color. So we play this game, hey, what's that over there? And she'll say, that's a white tuck.
Okay.
That's a white truck. Mm-hmm. And Frank, you remember, you called the other day and she said hi to you on the phone.
Right. She
says, hi, Frank. Yep. She cannot do the two consonants together.
Got it.
She can't say Frank. She can't say truck. So this gay couple gets out. We're walking down the street and they go, well, hi there, little princess. How are you? She looks at their Mini Cooper and goes, that's a gay car.
Oh, great.
She meant to say it's a gray car, but they don't know that she can't do two consonants together. So she just screams in front of the neighborhood, that's a gay car! Oh,
my God. And it's a silver Mini Cooper. She's just talking fake. I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah, you explain this to them, they're like...
But I wasn't thinking she was identifying...
What'd they say?
They were horrified. I mean, completely horrified, because I was wearing my trucker vest and my trucker hat. I look like a redneck who would teach my little girl incorrect things like that. And she's just screaming, that's a gay car, Daddy! That's a gay car!
Oh, my God.
So I just pulled
her. Well, it's kind of a gay car.
And I never got to explain it, and they looked inside. No, so that was my first exposure to this couple that lives in my neighborhood.
Well, be careful when it's the 4th of July and you're putting the flag out.
Right. Don't
let her say anything, okay? Lisa May, how's traffic going?
Traffic report is being brought to you by That's Traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Thank you, Lisa. She's going to come in here and give us some more news of the day. In the meantime, if you celebrate your birthday today, on June 28th, you celebrate with the following famous people. Kelly Pickler is 31. Remember her from American Idol?
You can watch me walk if you want to.
Won't he?
I bet you want me back now.
I like her, but I think if I'm trying to go into show business, I'd say it's pronounced
Pickley. Pickley, yeah, right, yeah.
Not Pickler.
Although it's country music, so you're like, I like that pickle gal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it might work.
Has she come out with her own pickle line?
Oh, man, Kelly Pickles.
Pickler's Pickles. We can sell it down Scarf Town. right before you leave, there's a whole pickle stand. Pickler stand.
She is
a pickler.
Right.
Whatever. Rob Dyrdek is 43, skateboarding star. Danielle Brebois? Or is it Brisbois?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of her.
I never heard of her either. And tell me if you remember her and why she's famous. She's 48 years old today, but she's famous because she was Archie's taboo pubescent niece Stephanie on All in the Family. What? I don't remember a taboo pubescent niece.
God, Archie. I guess
at the time I was the taboo pubescent niece.
The girl who lived with him for a while, the niece, went to Archie's place.
Archie's place, and then Mira was like the bartender who might have been related, and that might have been her daughter
God, you watched it last night?
Well, this is after the Edith era. They killed Edith off, and then the show kind of went downhill. It's been 40 years.
So it was the end of All in the Family, and then she went on to Archie Bunker's place.
If that was her highlight of a career, it's been a long time, baby.
No, I guess the acting thing dried up after Archie Bunker's place. She had a career in music for a little while. She was a member of the New Radicals. You got the music in you.
Don't let go.
And she wrote music, produced music for artists as Kelly Clarkson, Clay Aiken, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, so she's sitting real pretty.
Yeah, and she wrote the hit for Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. Yeah, she's doing fine.
What's her name? She will now know it because she deserves to be known.
Danielle Brebois.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
Brebois.
All right, Lisa May, what else going on in the world?
News of the day brought to you by Southern California Edison. Today, the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Mike Thompson RV is heading up PCH. It's going to be at Duke's in Malibu from 6 to 10 p.m. for Big Wednesdays. It's at the Barefoot Bar, hosted by surf junkie Jeff. Don't forget, if you see our Frosty, Heidi, and Frank RV, take a picture, post it to social media, hashtag it FHF Show for a chance to win a prize. This week, it's a pair of tickets to High and Mighty Festival featuring Sublime with Rome. That's August 5th and 6th. A fire burned Johnny Galecki's ranch in San Luis Obispo to the ground on Monday. The Hill Fire has burned about 1,500 acres. Started out as two fires and then they merged into one big one. Almost 250 people were evacuated from their homes Monday night. According to TMZ, Johnny was in Chicago over the weekend performing at the Lake Shake Festival. He'll be heading back to the ranch as soon as they have road closures lifted to see if anything might be salvageable. I was wondering, did he have any animals there?
Yeah, that's always the thing I worry about, too.
Anything about it. George Lucas's huge 300,000 five-story museum is coming to Exposition Park. Yesterday, the LA City Council approved the project.
It's a 300,000 five-story museum?
I'm sorry, 300,000 square foot five-story museum.
Do they get sways in the wind?
I was picturing it. I was like, how do they do that? In Dubai, you got nothing on us.
Lucas can do anything. You know that. It's called the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, and he's going to fill it with paintings, illustrations, movie memorabilia. It's going to cost $1.5 billion. They're expecting about 1 million visitors a year. They'll start construction next year. It should be done by 2020. Michelle Rodriguez has been part of the Fast and Furious crew since the original movie. That was back in 2001, and she's been in 5 of the 8 movies. But she's not really sure if she wants to do the next one. She posted on Instagram, F8 is out digitally today. I hope they decide to show some love to the women of the franchise on the next one, or I might just have to say goodbye to a loved franchise. It's been a good ride. I'm grateful for the opportunity. One love.
I read somewhere, Lisa, that she didn't like how her character's being portrayed as too easy sexually. She says, I'm not an actress who wants to play a slut. And at this point in my career, no, that's the way she worded it.
But she looks like a slut.
Oh, come on.
Michelle Rodriguez reeks sex. I mean, you see her, and she brings sex appeal out of you.
She's a little on the rough side. I loved her in Lost. She was Anna.
So for casting reasons, you want the sex girl to be the easy girl.
But well, when you just have her, she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. Right. When you write it, when she gets a script and all this is a sex scene, there's no plot involved. It's kind of, as an actress, it's offensive.
Yeah, but it's one thing if it was like combined with some good meaty.
Oh, shut
stuff
up. She says, write me dramatic roles. It's all about paycheck. She's in the ultimate franchise of franchises. So stay on board until the thing dies off and the last car stops running.
Well, I think she's fine without it, right? She's got enough money.
That's why she's
got... I'm retiring because I have enough money.
No,
look at me, I'm awesome.
If they gave me something that stretched me as an actress, not as a sex symbol.
And if they don't, she'll walk. So she'll probably get... I loved her in The Blue Crush.
Yeah, we saw her acting chops in Blue Crush.
Yeah, well, she was 20 years old and she was great. I've always liked her.
Well, we'll see if she comes back.
And she looked easy then, too.
She is your type, isn't she?
She's everybody's type. She's bisexual.
Well, I know.
You can't claim to be bisexual. That'd be the easy one. You're the ultimate easy one.
No, that's
That's true. The bar has a chance.
Just because you're sexy doesn't mean you're slutty. It's like you can think I'm sexy.
Means you're easy.
No, it does not.
Means you're more likely to get laid because you doubled your options.
But she wouldn't want
you're
a guy
looking
like
everybody easy.
She would want a guy like you, a rough, whiskery, tattooed biker guy. She wouldn't like a mellow, soft man like me.
Everything's a game for Michelle Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Yeah.
See, this is why she doesn't want to do it anymore. Look how we're talking about her.
Michelle,
we'll just have to get her on the show. Let's get her in here and ask her what she meant by that.
Yes. All Michelle, right. I see you as more than a slut.
And it costs a lot to buy a house here in Southern California, and apparently the prices are a bit of a problem for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, they're living in a rental in Malibu, but now they've got the twins along with Blue Ivy, so they're looking for a house to buy, but they're so expensive, you guys. Their budget is only $75 million. One source told TMZ they want a super baller, crazy estate, and the ones they love are going for $150 million. Oh, what are they going to do?
So they only want to spend up to $75
million. Yeah.
And then that's too much. But they're spending $400,000 a month on rent right now.
Just throwing money away.
40 grand a month on rent.
That's insane.
How much per minute is that?
I don't know. You do the math. You know I'm bad at math. I mean,
like just walking to the house costs you $5,000.
That's insane.
Yeah, their rental home, I see here, has 10 bedrooms, because they need that.
Mm.
But they only have two kids, right?
Now they have three. So let's
brand new twins
together.
Yeah, same room.
Yeah.
14 bathrooms.
I mean, how many times do you got to go?
This is in Malibu. 6 acres of land. It was originally on sale for $54.5 million. Sounds like this is right up their alley. Let's just buy that one.
Too small, Frank.
It's going to serve as the temporary residence while they continue to search for a more permanent Los Angeles home. It has a movie theater, kid-friendly wading pool, tennis courts, and a library. But we need more!
Library. You can see them sit in the library. I think we'll stay in tonight and sit in the library. What do you say?
Every year, metallic balloons cause power outages and safety hazards. Southern California Edison wants to help you and your family stay safe around electricity. Never release metallic balloons and make sure they're securely tied down. Stay aware, stay safe. That's news of the day.
There is a brand new last word in the Oxford American Dictionary. An official new last word has been added. Every year, you know, new words come along, and they added 1,200 new words this year, including one that displaces what
previously. Can I guess?
Yes.
It starts with a Z.
Yes, it starts with a Z.
So we've got...
That's all I got.
Zebra.
That's the last word of the dictionary. Z.
Yeah, it's got several Z's in it. Several Z's.
Z.
Was the old one like Zyzix?
ZZ Top finally made the...
Can you tell us what the old one was?
The previous last word of the dictionary was Zytham, Z-Y-T. THUM, which is an ancient Egyptian malt beer.
How often is that coming up in conversation?
Hey, you want a Zytham?
You want to head to the bar and knock
back? It's not
back
the dictionary of conversation.
Anyway.
Well, I mean,
I'll show you the new.
That's why you read dictionaries, so you can bring them up in conversation. I don't know that word. What's in there? Because it's addiction, whatever.
I got it.
That's why you need a library in your house like these.
Right. See, they should be. Yeah.
Buy this one.
So here we go. I'll show you the new official last word of the dictionary. What do you think that is?
Oh, it's Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A.
Yeah. Zaziva?
That's exactly how you say it. Yes.
Zaziva.
It's like an eye chart.
It's somebody ordering their 15th Zima.
Can I get it?
Zaziva?
It's someone saying yeah as they fall asleep.
Zaziva.
No, it's not what it is. It is, in fact, a locust-like critter bug that eats green plants.
All right.
Did they just discover it?
Yes, right. Pretty much.
It kind of looks like a lobster bug.
Very small little cricket-like thing. Yeah. Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A. So Scrabble players, there you go.
Oh.
5 million points. And the best part of this is, you've already pointed out, Lisa, it has displaced the previous last word, Zytham, which was an ancient Egyptian malt beer, which means...
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
It is not even 7 a.m.
We will take a shot. When we come back, if you're planning on getting married, I want to know why you're getting married, for one. Plus, I want to know why you should get married at Taco Bell. Because Taco Bell in Las Vegas is offering wedding ceremonies now, and they announced the date of August 7th being the date that they will start performing ceremonies. And it's $600. Well, so you need to call up and tell me why you should get married at Taco Bell, and I'll pay for it.
Wow.
I'll throw in the $600 so you can get married at Taco Bell in Las Vegas. All right? 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We got to pour some shots. Coming right back. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Taco Bell announced earlier this year that their new location in the Las Vegas Strip would offer weddings. Now, Heidi.
Yep.
As a woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a stretch.
Well, I know. Right, after I said Heidi.
But thank you, though. That's so sweet of you.
See, when everyone's eyes started, as a woman, yeah. Eyes left, right, up, down. Okay.
Get down, guy gets down on one knee, ask you to marry him, you say yes. And then you're starting to plan the wedding. He's like, honey, I'd really love to get married at Taco Bell in Vegas. Is that a deal breaker or love is love? It doesn't matter where you get married.
I think I'm going to run for the border, if you know what I mean. I think I'm out. Unless, thank you.
No, he's here.
Unless. If he is like, this is, I know it's weird, but it's always been my dream. Like, if he's so passionate about it, then it's hard to say no.
Do you really think you could fall in love? For the guy whose dream's always been to get married at Taco Bell, they can do it.
Yeah, because you feel like that would come up somewhere in the dating, and I'd be like, oh, no, that's never the dream I had.
Here's the thing. If and only if Taco Bell was meaningful to us,
right?
Like, that's where we met, and that's where we went for Friday night every night for 6 months and fell in love there and have all kinds of stories there.
Well, then
there.
Have the rehearsal dinner there.
Or have them cater. Have them bring
I even know that.
I mean,
do a Taco Bell theme. Real.
Yeah, or you have a nice wedding and nice reception and then have like a Taco Bell food truck or
something. That's the only way I can understand even wanting to do it at Taco Bell. It has to mean something to both of us.
You'd want to marry a Taco Bell.
I would.
Now, listen, I'll say this. I've never been inside a Taco Bell.
You haven't?
No, I've only gone through the drive-thru. So I don't... I'm a little ignorant on this. Is it a place where you're like, you know, this could... You clear that? That's like a dance...
No, it's like very cheap food court. It's not nice at all.
It's a fast
crappy
food
tables,
food.
Crappy chairs, garbage everywhere. I love the place. I'm right at home there, but it's not nice. It's
no,
the
I
epitome
love
of unnice. Quick.
It's just
cheap.
Like everything else, I
no,
think.
No, it's the lower rung of fast food. Come on, Taco Bell is like in and out.
I don't think they've updated. I mean, as far as like having the plastic booth seating that you can wipe off pretty quick of sauces. You
need
that.
They don't have booths there.
Yeah,
they've got just
cloth.
Tables, little tables.
Well, the one I
had. You got a fancy
one. Well, that's probably out there in Winslow Hill.
It's the most unglamorous of all the fast food places.
Yeah.
It's worse than KFC, even.
You sat down inside of a KFC?
Well, I've never done that either.
Is that the epitome of being over?
Yeah, you get
you're obese if you sat down.
You're
inside.
Sharing a booth with a bucket of chicken. Oh my God, dude.
Friday night.
Yeah, only bad.
Would you rather get married at Taco Bell or KFC?
Taco Bell. KFC has a smell to it.
There's... I say KFC.
Really?
Yeah, because then I have the Colonel Marius.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Ideally, the Colonel could come to Taco Bell.
They're owned by the same people, right? Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut.
Yes, the Yum Corporation.
And then can't you see Frosty on his, at the, you know, when you go up underneath the dress where it's like, all right, what's he doing under there? Because he's got to take the garter off. But then he comes out and he's got like a piece of chicken in his mouth and he's like, yay! And everybody goes crazy. Because you're, you know.
How in the hell is she going to wear the piece of chicken around her leg?
It'll be, maybe that's why you have stylists to help you, that kind of thing. But it'll be tied
No, she's got her leg poked through a hollow biscuit. That's the garter.
I love the biscuits.
You call up under the wedding dress, and there's biscuits in there. You run for the border.
What about corn?
Yeah, well,
honey, I know we got the cheap generic the teepee, but, you know, we're going back to Charmin because I shouldn't be finding corn.
But if there's gravy, love gravy.
Yummy.
Anyway, Taco Bell. In Vegas, on the Strip, is going to offer weddings, and now you can set the date because they've announced that they'll start officially opening the chapel on August 7th. And if you want to get married there, it'll run you $600. And for that price, what do you get? You get a dozen tacos,
What's
a
everyone
cake,
else
and a bouquet made out of hot sauce packets. So, if you want to get married at Taco Bell. Tell me why you deserve to get married to Taco Bell, and I'll pay for it. I'll throw in the $600 for the cake and the tacos and the packet bouquet.
I think you're overpaying, Frank.
Well, of course I'm overpaying.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. I mean, someone wants to get married in Vegas. I'm not paying for anything else in Vegas, so I'll just give you $600 so you can get married to Taco Bell.
It is a cheap wedding. The music provided by the little speaker overhead.
Right, so that's easy.
Yeah.
Are they still going to have like be serving people while we're trying to get married? It's like, do you?
No, this is a chapel. So I think the chapel's in it.
Okay.
Plus, you're in Vegas, so I think they're counting on... When people get married in Vegas, they're super drunk, so they either go to that little chapel or drunk for 24 hours like Britney Spears did.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Taco Bell anyway.
Yeah,
and there's a chapel right there. It's like, Let's get married.
We should do
and then
it.
$600. Oh, everyone will throw pitch in, and two people get married at Taco Bell. It's going to happen every single night.
Probably so. Mm. Sadly,
let's talk to David. He thinks he deserves it. Hello, David.
Frank Army.
You want to get married at Taco Bell?
Well, my wife does, or my future wife wants to.
She really does. She wants to.
Yeah, we were in Vegas about a month ago, and we looked into it, and they weren't. You couldn't set a date yet, but she really wanted to get married at Taco Bell.
Did you see the chapel? Is it a relatively nice place, or is it just part of the restaurant that's, you know, got a couple flowers in it?
It's like a little Taco Bell cantina. They have a wall of the little frosty freezies that they have there, different flavors, and it was only. I think it only holds about 25 people, but it wasn't bad.
No. I thought the Taco Bell was like four stories tall, like something ridiculously huge. No?
Well, we looked into it. It said about 25 people for $600.
Oh, 25 people in the chapel. Oh, okay. Small, tiny chapel inside. Okay.
Okay.
And does Taco Bell have some significance to your relationship?
No, my girlfriend just loves Taco Bell.
Is she a big girl?
No, she's not.
She's not,
Is she shaped like the actual Taco Bell?
No.
Okay.
What kind of hot sauce does she get when she goes there?
Just the regular mild.
Mild?
No, you want a girl who gets Diablo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
you dump her right now, David. You want a spicy girl. Diablo.
Uh-huh.
The crazy one.
Is she soft shell or crunchy?
Nope.
She's soft.
Soft shell?
Well, you can't love Taco Bell.
Does she ask for extra sour cream?
How she feel about guacamole?
She loves it.
Here's the thing, Anthony, one of our social media producers, he says that he is not legally married, but he's thinking about getting married. You were talking about getting married at Taco Bell?
We've been talking about getting legally married in Vegas and make it another, like, party.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't see why not getting married at Taco Bell.
Think your lady be down?
Oh, 100%.
What?
Could be a double wedding, you guys and David and his girl.
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right, David, you stay on hold if we're going to... See if there's anybody else who wants to get married to Taco Bell. Turns out right now, he's the only one. And Anthony.
I'm surprised there are two people who are like, yeah, I thought you good luck getting the phone to ring.
This is not a planned thing from Los Angeles where, okay, we're going, except if it's Anthony.
I've got bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Last minute decision because we're in Taco Bell and we're wasted.
Yeah.
And it's late and it's Vegas. Let's just do it.
And that's legal, right?
Yeah.
It's legally binding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can get it annulled the next day, I think.
Right. I was wondering how many are annulled. I mean, call me crazy and old-fashioned, but I would assume that the more likely you are to get married at a place like Taco Bell in Vegas, the least likely that marriage is to last very long. I mean, you're not really taking it seriously.
You can get an annulment at Arby's the next day. the Arby's is right next door.
No, if Arby's is on the honeymoon, then that makes sense. You're like, ooh, found that out. Not a good...
What? Are you saying women... Well, what are you saying about Arby's?
Well,
and if I find something out, I should divorce this poor thing.
Well, listen, I think if you didn't know, and that's something that's a deal breaker for you. Now, some might go, ooh, I like it better.
That's not what you were saying. Are you saying
there are some who
like snowflakes, and all snowflakes are beautiful.
Can we go back to
that's why you don't get invited to parade, not me. All right, Sarah wants to get married at Taco Bell. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Heidi?
Good.
Hi, Frank.
So, tell us why you deserve to get married at Taco Bell, and I'll pay for it.
To be quite honest, the reality of it is that I'm just too cheap to pay for a wedding for other people to party while we're going in debt over it. And
well, then you shouldn't get married. If you don't have any money, you shouldn't get married.
No, we got money, but we just don't want to spend it on a ton of other people having a guest.
You're speaking into a tomato can right now. You don't have any money.
No.
I hung up on her. She's totally out of the running. If you are, this is more of a fun thing. You can probably afford it. I'll just pay for it if you're willing to do it. And you give me some good reason why you deserve it. I don't want people to go, we're already, you know, deep in debt.
Stretch.
We don't have any money. We need to get married and have kids. No, you don't.
You can throw a cheapy wedding with just your closest friends on the beach
courthouse.
Or somewhere for, you know, $1,000, you know, with some decent food and drinks.
Right.
You know, it doesn't cost $20,000 for everyone.
James wants to get married at Taco Bell. Hello, James.
Oh.
Well,
he must
have been
cold
in debt.
Cold feet, Frank. Cold feet.
Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You want to get married at Taco Bell?
Yes. So I think it would be pretty awesome. Not only do we love our Crunchwrap.
Oh, yeah, the Crunchwraps are kick-ass.
Yeah, but then after, you know, why not go and play some craps after that?
Oh, Amanda with the craps show.
Excellent. Very good. There's the drama.
Well, that's like a two for one. So
when were you planning on getting married?
Whenever, I guess, an opportunity came up. I would say within, you know, the year or next year, definitely.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. How close are you to getting married?
Oh, he's my best friend. So we actually just moved in with each other, but this would definitely be a next step.
Okay. Sometimes the best friend turns out to be a best friend who wants a best friend, not a wife.
Right.
How about you sure this? It's ever going to be romantic?
No.
So you were
we're like best friends, like. He's the one.
Okay, so you were best friends, and how long have you known each other before you just moved in?
We've known each other for about 4 years.
4 years,
so
just...
I actually met him at work.
And how long have you been living together?
About 6 months.
6 months? Okay. Mm. What's his name?
Jose.
All right, if you can get Jose to agree to marry you right now, live on the air, I will pay for that Taco Bell wedding for $600.
I'm going to put it on speaker, okay?
All right. Yes, he's always right there with you. Okay.
Hey, babe.
Hey, Jose.
What's up?
You're on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. I got a question for you because I'm talking about Taco Bell having wedding ceremonies in Vegas. And Amanda said she'd love to get married at Taco Bell. And I'll pay for it. It costs $600. All you have to do right now is say, yes, you will marry Amanda. And it's on me, okay? Right now. You got to accept her marriage proposal and mine.
How about I do?
Oh.
You do?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey! Oh,
my God.
I probably should have got on a knee or something. All right, Amanda and Jose, you guys, no one's going to beat that. You guys weren't even engaged to be married. Now you're engaged, and you're going to get married, and I'm going to pay for it. The Taco Bell ceremony for $600 in Las Vegas. We're all going to be there.
This is like the ultimate reality show.
I don't know.
I think we should have them consummate the marriage, make a child, all on the air. Keep going.
They're going to start marrying people on August 7th, so I guess we'll get all your information with Sammy, and then we'll arrange a date and everything, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Congratulations,
oh Jose and Amanda. All right, stay on hold.
What a romantic love story that is.
Do you think that was the most bizarre car ride now after the, it's like
they're like, what did we just do? I did know. We just sit to Los Angeles that we're engaged?
You know, you think buyer's remorse will kick in by, say, noon?
Yeah, I think there was a little adrenaline saying, yes.
Yeah. Can we,
Amanda, you still there?
Yep, still here.
Amanda and Jose, they're both still there. Okay, could at least one of you call your parents right now and we'll and tell them that you are going to get married and you're going to get married at Taco Bell?
How freaking awesome.
Would that be awesome? We'll call Amanda's mother or something? We'll we'll take a break, we'll go get on hold, and then, or give us your mom's number and we'll call your mom and then you can tell her on the air, okay?
My mom's not around, but we could maybe call my dad.
Do your mom and or dad know that you were in a serious relationship, or will this be a total shock to them?
No, my dad actually likes them, so that's when I knew he was a keeper.
All right, Amanda, stay back and hold. We'll get your dad's number, and then we'll have Jose ask for your hand in marriage, and he'll tell your dad he's marrying you at Taco Bell, okay? All right, stay on hold. We're going to hook this up. All right, wow. Sammy, get that number, and... we'll call up Jose or Amanda's dad.
I'm not sure how I'd take that. If I were the dad and I got that call from my daughter, I'd what do you say?
I mean, the shock that she's going to get married.
I know.
And then we're getting married to Taco Bell, Daddy.
Honey.
Maybe he's thrilled because he's like, I'm off the hook for paying for a big $75,000 wedding. I mean, imagine the relief. It's like, oh, cool. Awesome.
That's great news for dad. Okay, you're right.
And Frank's paying for it. Sweet.
Yeah, right.
This is awesome. Best day of my life. Okay.
Dad, can you walk me to my seat at Taco Bell? Please. Wow, that's exciting.
Who knows? Maybe this is a marriage that'll last, 50 years.
You want to put bets on it? They're getting married in Vegas. Let's put bets on how long they stay together.
Well, am I going to be 50 years from now collect on it?
And we'll keep in contact. You're taking 50 years and...
I have friends that got married 21 years ago in Vegas, and they're happily married.
They were like, I'm not blowing the money. They were went to Vegas, and it was like six friends and did it. And
okay, so they knew they wanted to get married. Yeah, it wasn't just like a, yeah, they a
made
random.
No, they made a weekend of it, and they
that wasn't spontaneous live on the air. Oh, yeah, let's get married at Taco Bell.
But it was like a drive-thru.
It's like my friend Nick Ritchie. He got married to a woman after 24.
Oh, Lamas. Shane Lamas.
24 hours after meeting her, and they're still together and have a couple kids. Yeah.
Who does that? Who's saying?
They got married at that chapel in Vegas after meeting in less than 24 hours. They got married and
sometimes
they're still
know.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that, though? Except for Danny Bonaducci and your friend. Who gets married after? Really?
Yeah.
They just met and then they got married and they're still together.
Still together, couple
well,
kids.
Well, if love at first sight exists,
yeah,
if you believe in that, then I mean, then why?
But they were on that show, Couples Therapy.
Oh.
Well, you can expect a little bit of that, I think.
Get to know each other.
It is so weird. Yeah, they get to know you faces after you get married.
Right.
Now.
So weird. I mean, I guess it happens in arranged marriages, right? You're like, this is the guy you're marrying tomorrow. Oh, okay.
All right.
good to meet you.
They don't have the number. He's not answering the phone.
Oh,
Amanda's
no.
dad's not answering the phone.
Maybe he was listening,
man.
And he's like, uh-uh.
He's listening.
Or he's committed suicide.
God.
He's choked on his burrito.
Well, if he had saved up for his daughter's eventual wedding, it's to blow all that money now on fun stuff.
Yeah, it's all
spend
his.
Spend on yourself, Dad. Mm.
Have you been to a strange wedding, a themed wedding, or something that you're like, I don't know if this is going to last? They wanted to have the theme party more than they wanted to get married to each other.
I was best man at a wedding for a couple years ago, and they loved Kmart.
Oh.
And it wasn't really a Kmart theme wedding, but everything they got came from Kmart. They left the stickers on, and it was just like done on the cheap, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really a Kmart theme wedding, but everything had a Kmart sticker on it.
I went to a wedding where there were no vows exchanged. They used sand, so each then had different color sand. And so they did their vows to each other were then they had like a bowl in the middle. And so it wasn't a gay wedding, it was a straight couple. And so they wouldn't when he was like, and now it's time to join your lives and make your vows together. And they chose to not speak, but he would pour his sand in, then her sand,
oh
then
my
his
God.
Sand, then her sand, then his sand, her sand, until this bowl in the middle was combined with their different
very
colors
hippie
sand.
Like.
And then they were like, "I now pronounce you man and wife." And,
they sang, "This is the dawning of the age
and
of Aquarius."
Like, oh, they don't even exchange. Wow, okay. Wow.
So you can still see the layers of their sand
like,
in the bowl.
They had two.
Like she had
two.
Blue sand, and he had pink sand.
I think it was
or maybe the other way around.
I think it was no, it was yellow and. Like a.
How do you pick that color? Anyway,
were they both named Sandy?
Yeah, so they just each poured a little. You go, I go. You go.
No
their lives. Their lives together are one.
But no, if you still see the colors, they're still separate.
Yeah, you're shaking
no,
up.
But they're
you
your colors.
You got to put them separately in the top of an hourglass, and then pull the hourglass thing out, and they both mix together. And now through time, they're always going to be mixed.
Whoa.
Instead of just, but I can still see the layers of sand in the bowl.
You're still
individuals.
Combined. You're individuals combined.
Yeah, trapped in the same bowl.
Frank, I'm pretty sure there is no right and wrong way to get married by pouring sand.
I always try to figure out a better way.
Oh,
you know
you're
me?
Not doing it right.
I always try to figure out a better way. I usually am. You admitted it. You're like, that's way better.
So at the end, there's no words are spoken. Dude, at the end, it's like, okay, that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
The sand was in the bowl, and it was like, you could still see the colors, but the colors, the whole point was the colors were now intertwined. We're all part of each other. You can't separate the blue from the yellow now. It's
so
all...
during the first fight, you get the urn, you pour the sand out.
We're done!
That's it!
The urn. Yeah, it's putting an urn. That's the correct thing to put it. They're walking out, everybody's throwing sand at them.
But you know,
throwing pea gravel. It's a whole rock theme.
As nice and meaningful as the poured striation layers of joined sand is when they're in love. 5 years later, it's like an ant farm, probably. You know? I need to dust off the ant farm.
On the mantle,
sorry.
And that was our marriage bowl. And that
was just full of ants.
And you know, because women are so dramatic. If heaven forbid.
We are not!
Heaven forbid you drop that thing and break it. You're like, I guess we're getting divorced now.
It's a sign.
The bowl's broken.
Now the cat poops in
our sand not mixing anymore.
That's our sand.
It's just a cat box now.
Wedding is a cat box. And the marriage is a cat box. It really is. I mean, it's fresh in the beginning. Then it's just filled with turds.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Amanda and Jose.
Oh, Amanda and Jose. Oh,
yeah.
Romance.
Going to get married at Taco Bell. All
maybe we pour sand.
Let us know when you send the date. Maybe we'll even go out there and be your maid of honor and best man.
What an honor that would be. It would mean so much.
Maybe make it a double wedding, because I got a text here that says, my friend is beautiful and from Brazil, and she needs her papers. Would Frosty be interested? You marry some hot Brazilian girl at Taco Bell.
No, never. This good friend of mine did that. One of my buddies from our league got a woman.
Married a hot Brazilian girl at Taco Bell?
She's from Philippines.
Oh, my God.
To do the green card thing, and he actually had feelings for her, was in love with her. Even though he knew it was to get the card.
He didn't understand the agreement.
And as soon as she got the card, she disappeared.
Well, that was the agreement.
But he thought there'd been more than that.
Now, he was hoping that she would fall in love with him. He was really buying into it.
Well, she just wanted her papers.
It was just a business transaction.
Yes, but look what he did for her, and then she stomped all over his heart. Mm. Poor guy. He's an alcoholic now. I don't want that to happen to me.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Up next, we're going to play a little Get the Fake Out for Iron Maiden tickets with special guest Ghost. It's going to be at the Glen Helen Amphitheater this Saturday, plus passes to the KLOS pre-show barbecue. Yes, Get the Fake Out. I have several headlines. All are true, but one, all you have to do is pick out the fake headline, and you are going to see Iron Maiden. That is next after traffic in a quick 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by...
And now for one of my three all-time favorites...
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. If you want to go see Maiden with special guest Ghost at the Glen Helen Amphitheater this Saturday, where we're going to play Get the Fake Out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right, it's that simple. Here are your headlines. Bill proposes jail time for unenthusiastic national anthem singers.
Oh, for God's sake. It's come to this. Oh.
Man being held hostage by an angry beaver can't get 911 to take him seriously. Yeah. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood, so it pees on you. The generation between Gen Xers and Millennials has finally been named genitals. Lindsay Lohan is starting her own lifestyle website. And finally, dog elected mayor of town for fourth term. Get the fake out. All these headlines are real, true, except for one.
No way.
Yes, I know. Get the fake out, and those Iron Maiden tickets are yours. Let's see, who wants to go today? Looks like Heidi's still thinking. Frosty's still thinking. Lisa May, she's all over it. What's up, Lisa?
I do not think genitals is the new name for Gen X and Millennials.
Okay, Lisa's going with the genitals. But she always does. All right, Eric, let's go to you, our producer. What do you think?
I think genitals is way too smart. I don't think you could come up with that all on your own. I think that's real. I'm going to go with mosquitoes pee on you to make room for all your blood.
Okay, Eric's going with that one. It's science, man. All right, Frosty.
I was going to go with Eric's choice. I'm going to go with mosquito pee, too, because I've been bitten by plenty of skeeters.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything come out of them except my blood. Skeeter pee.
All right. What do you say, Heidi?
It's a tough one. But I think when you work at 911, you're a dispatcher, you've heard it all. So I don't think too much stuff is unbelievable because some crazy people call you. So I'm going to go with the beaver in 911.
Oh,
I guess
would.
It's just too.
Angry beaver? Okay.
I don't know, though.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Okay, let's go to Richard. He was the first one through. Hello, Richard.
Hey, folks. Working sunny tomorrow.
All right, man. For Iron Maiden tickets, get the fake out.
I'm going with the mosquito story.
Oh, going with Eric and Frosty on that one. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood so it pees on you. That is true.
Really?
Yes.
So, okay, mosquito bites just got even grosser.
Yes, really. Okay,
I mean,
so.
sucking your blood and then peeing on you is pretty bad.
Mosquito lands in your arm. You look at it. You don't see any pee coming out of it.
Well I've never... I mean, they're so tiny. I'm not looking at it so closely. I'm seeing if it's peeing on me.
So whip out your big magnifying glass.
Next time one lands
on you.
Take
a big old look at it before you squish it. Maybe you see some. Okay. Yeah.
If you're a pervert. All right. Let's see who's next. We got Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Get the fake out for Maiden tickets.
It's got to be an angry beaver.
Man being held hostage by an angry beaver can't get 911 to take him seriously. That is true. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. His name is Sergey, and he lives in Latvia, and was reportedly the victim of a sustained attack and hostage crisis of sorts by an enraged beaver.
It held him hostage.
He called 911 as soon as he could, but unfortunately, the operator assumed that he was joking, despite his desperate cries for help. The operator hung up on him, and he managed to contact one of his friends to come over to help, even though it took him some time, too, to convince his friend. He's like, oh, shut up.
Shut up, man.
But yes, an angry beaver was actually holding this guy hostage. Well, he was basically in his own home. He couldn't go outside. This beaver would attack him.
That's one angry beaver.
All right, let's go to Manny. Hello, Manny.
Hey.
Get the fake out.
It's genitals.
It says here that you have dog's fourth term for mare.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, that's what you meant.
He forgot what he chose.
Dog elected mayor of town for fourth term. That is true.
I want to move
there.
Sorry,
Manny.
Who's the human who lost, or humans, plural, who lost?
Yeah.
How bad would you feel? You lost to a dog.
This is in a little town called Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. And the town is so small that it doesn't really need a mayor. So back in the 90s, they started doing this publicity stunt of elect the mayor, and anybody could be elected. So that you, for a dollar, you get a vote. You can vote as much as you want. They take the money from the election. They improve the town. So they're trying to rebuild the general store because they had a fire.
Oh, no.
So he's won his fourth term. This dog is a 3-year-old pit bull named Brynneth Paltrow. won the title for the fourth time. She beat a cat, a chicken, a donkey, and a little boy.
Oh. Well, good for
poor him. Little boy.
I know, poor little
crying
boy.
Himself to sleep.
Is that
sorry.
In order? The boy got beat by a chicken, a cat, and a donkey. All right, so we got three headlines that remain. All are true, but one. Let's see. We got Bill proposes jail time for unenthusiastic national anthem singers.
That better not be true.
The generation between Gen X and millennials finally has a name. Genitals. And Lindsay Lohan is starting her own lifestyle website, much like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop. Right.
All right. Euler thinks it's genitals. Mike thinks it's jail time for national anthem. And Rob thinks it's Lindsay Lohan's website. One of you gets the Iron Maiden tickets. The other gets nothing.
I kind of hope Euler wins because, you know, he's been dealing with that name his whole life.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Euler. Anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone? Euler.
You think they've ever heard that before?
Never.
Never?
Like people never really? Sing Frosty the Snowman to me.
I will bet you $5 that he's heard that before.
Do you think? Within the last
30 month. Seconds.
Okay.
All right. The fake headline is... The generation between Gen X and millennials finally has a name in his genitals. Yes, Euler, you are the winner. You're going to see Iron Maiden with special guest Ghost.
Euler, you won.
Right, thanks.
Thank you for playing. Stay on hold. We will hook you up with those tickets and pass us to the KLOS barbecue. Now,
I'm worried.
I saw the headline. Now, there is a generation. If you were born between 1977 and 1983, you belong to a group being redefined, and they're not naming them genitals. But the group between the Gen Xers and the millennials, they're calling them Xennials. X-E-N.
Oh,
what's so unique about that, 6-year span? Usually generational things
like
go 10, 15, 20 years. What's so unique about those special people?
What are Xennials? A micro-generation, they're calling them. Born during the cusp years of Gen Xers and millennials, so between 77 and 83, or when the original Star Wars trilogy was released.
Okay.
That group of people.
Oh.
Xennials experienced an analog childhood and a digital adulthood.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
possess both Gen X cynicism and millennial optimism and drive.
Got it.
So that's what makes a Xennial.
So the end of the Jimmy Carter era, the first of the Reagan era, that's you.
There you go.
Now, I'm worried, though, Frank. That means the national anthem thing is true.
Yeah, the national anthem thing is true, then. Yes. Yeah, this bill proposes jail time for unenthusiastic national anthem singers in the Philippines.
Oh, okay. Not here.
You know, the country's House of Representatives has approved the bill requiring members of the public to sing the country's national anthem with fervor whenever it's played publicly.
So some police could be walking around the decision police. You're not excited enough.
Right.
Like, here's a ticket.
Your fervor is different than my fervor.
I thought you didn't have any fervor. Those who are convicted of violating the proposed law could face fines between $1,000 and $2,000 and up to a year in prison.
You know what? This is how the government's going to make money. You know what? You weren't singing excited enough. $1,000 fine, or you're in prison.
And there's no definition on what that even means, define how it would qualify, whether or not a citizen sang the anthem with enough fervor.
Pay up or go to prison, you're going to find the money, and the money goes to...
A lot of people in the Philippines don't really know all the words to their national anthem.
Well, we can relate to that.
Well, so I can't help them out. I don't know it either.
How do you know it? Sing it. Oh, boy.
The Philippine National Anthem?
The Philippine National Anthem. No, I bet you don't know every word of the National Anthem. Ours.
I mean, I would probably get nervous. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd
give you an orchestra over here if you want to sing it.
It's not the Pledge of Allegiance. It's the National Anthem.
Now you're throwing me off. Now you're throwing me off.
It's not My Country, 'Tis of Thee. It's the National
Anthem.
Now you're
really throwing me off. It's not America the Beautiful, is it?
No. It's not that one.
To be or not to be, that is the question I ask of thee.
All right, sing it, Heidi.
You've never asked me to sing on this show. It's so rare.
This is the national anthem.
I know, but then I've got to...
Just start low.
Is that the right key for you?
Really? I don't think it matters.
Take it, Heidi. Oh, say can you see?
You started way too high.
I know. By the dawn's early light.
Why did you change keys? It's an F sharp major. I don't know anything.
What?
I feel
so
like I'm
proudly
proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. And the
$1,000 fine.
It's who's brought stripes and
bright
stripes.
You
skipped a whole verse. So, yeah, it's tough.
He's trying to fly through it too quickly.
You know what?
I bet 80, well, maybe not 80. Yeah, I'll say 80. 80% of Americans couldn't word for word the national anthem.
No, because you sort of hesitate a half second back and the people around you singing it.
And
you're always
you
a little,
it
it's a lag
in.
There because right. You don't know.
Even when you're watching the Olympics and you see somebody win the gold and they're playing the national anthem, they're standing on top of the podium. they've been training their whole lives for this moment and they still don't know the words. I'm like, how do you not know the words?
Maybe you never won before.
No, I'm saying you at least that. You know at the end, you're training for the gold, and when they give you the gold, you're standing on the top, and they play the national anthem.
Your song's going to play,
You figure you'd hear it.
I know.
Even in, you know, the realm of, you know, training and pretending that you won. The visualization, going through the whole motions where it's like, yeah, you're seeing it up there. You're picturing you winning the gold medal. That part of training. You at least know the song.
But when's the last time you saw an Olympian burst into song and sing it? I know they're sort of half-mouthing it. Who's that stupid swimmer guy?
I just mean lip-syncing
Phelps.
It.
Phelps. You see Michael Phelps breaking into, oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, grabs the mic. There's a lounge version of it.
You know what I hate, though, when people sing the national anthem and they're the designated singer before a ball game or an event, and they turn it into a love song. They do Mariah Carey trills in it.
Yeah,
and they're forgetting, because the words, you're singing about a battle. People are dying. You're hoping you see the flag, you know, battle scarred flag waving the next morning in the breeze. It's a terrible song about in the middle of a war.
So you should be crying while singing it.
But they're singing all sexy like. You know, like they're in a lounge somewhere, turning into a sexy love song. Forgetting the words coming out of the mouth have nothing to do with love and sex and romance.
And then at the end, when they're like, in the home of the brave.
Let Christina Aguilera do that.
Yeah.
You know.
funny you can't carry a note. Are you really tone deaf?
Huh?
She can impersonate any singer. I mean, you put on Bonnie Raitt right now, she'll impersonate her perfectly. But then she can't. She has no singing voice on her own.
I have no voice of my own.
I've heard you sing. We used to live park in a parking garage at the old station. You would be leaving at the show, and I'd hear you singing along. I thought you sounded pretty good with all that parking
reverb
going on.
Well, she was listening. She was imitating the person on the radio. It was probably Gretchen Wilson or something.
But I mean, I heard your voice, though. It was good.
Sugarland. She nailed Sugarland.
Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
Shania. I mean, I've heard you sing.
I don't have my own voice. I just didn't get blessed with it.
Were you in choir growing up?
Well, I mean, I was in Catholic school, so yeah, we always had to have some sort of...
Did you think you could sing, or did you think that you were so good you were harmonizing with people? you couldn't sing?
Right.
It's like, no, I'm singing a different note than you guys because I'm so good.
Well, and that's the problem. My problem, too, is I can't harmonize with somebody because what happened, because I'm a mimic. So if I'm starting to sing something and then you start to sing a note, then I change into your note.
Yeah, you hop up, note hog.
Right.
Get off my note. You got your note.
Yeah, because I just will go, oh, you're singing that. I just will, whatever you're singing.
Daddy sing bass. Mama sing tenor.
So in choir, were you always hopping from stealing everyone's part? Because no matter who's next to you, you're singing what they're singing.
I bounced around a bit. Yeah. And then in church, you know, as long as you're like, great things happen when God mixes with all. When God mixes with all. Great and beautiful, wonderful things. Great things happen.
Sounds like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Mixed with us.
That's a good witch. That's a good witch of the East,
good
man.
Witch.
That's good witch right there.
Glinda, floating down in the bubble.
Correct. Glinda.
It's so weird seeing Good Witch's voice come out of the Bad Witch's face. And the laugh. You got the Bad Witch laugh and the Good Witch singing there.
I'll get you, my jackass. And your little friend, too.
That was a very... There was some quality voice in there. You could be like you could be the understudy for Jessica... No, Angela Lansbury in some Broadway musical. If she's sick, you could fill right in.
The Murder, She Wrote the Musical?
Right, there you go.
Oh, my God, that's going to be a sensation.
Can you play an old lady? That's sort of an old lady's
Hamilton's
voice.
Hamilton's got... Can I play an old lady? I do it every day.
I mean
day.
That with love and respect.
Not with one. Can you play one?
Oh!
No, you did.
I know she's listening. Hello! also, the last story in Get the Fake Out that was absolutely true was Lindsay Lohan starting her own lifestyle website.
What exactly is her lifestyle?
Booze, rehab,
vodka, cocaine.
Is it an online liquor store? What is it? It's called premium.com. Premium with two E's. It costs $2.99 a month, $2.99 a month. But for that, you get all her, quote, secrets and breaking news.
Just pick up the National Enquirer. It's in there.
I never look at Lindsay Lohan, and I'm like, gosh.
It also includes personal diaries. Who are Lindsay Lohan's personal diary?
No, I don't.
Diary.
You'll go through anybody's medicine cabinet. Wouldn't you be intrigued about Lindsay Lohan's personal diary?
It's going to be depressing. Oh, I'm so miserable. Everyone hates me.
Or you
and
don't
I problems.
It's like, dear diary.
She'll give you some video updates.
Last night.
Personal photos. Isn't that called Instagram?
That's Instagram. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fashion and beauty tutorials.
From Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, she's redheaded with freckles. I mean, she had to do something.
But she's kind of washed up, though, isn't she? She's kind of, I mean, she's had a rough life.
Shopping guide, behind-the-scenes content, her favorite products, and much, much more.
No thanks.
For $2.99 a month, you'd be following Lindsay Lohan around
good.
All the time.
Good.
Let's see how many subscribers she gets. Her mom, and who else?
Yeah.
Heidi, one of your girlfriends said, hey, I'm following Lindsay Lohan for fashion advice and as a life coach and to read her diary. Really? That's the best you can do, Lindsay Lohan?
We're probably not going to be friends.
Don't most life coaches have that backstory where they were, you know, hit rock bottom and they built themselves back up so they can go, okay, I've been there. I know what you're going through. Look where I am today.
Most life coaches are nuts. I worked with a woman in San Francisco for 2 years. I shouldn't say who it was. There's a woman a friend of mine worked with in San Francisco.
who was fill in the blank city.
Loony as a loony bird. And we went through all these life coaches. And these life coaches were people who are nuts and wanted to reinforce their sanity by telling you how to live your life because theirs was such a... Here's a classic example. This one life coach, she says, would you walk with me across the Golden Gate Bridge today? We need to talk. Now, this is one of her life coaches. She basically, okay. She says, so now we're going to, she meets her like at noon at the Golden Gate Bridge to walk across the pedestrian walk. She goes, okay, let's step into the bridge. Now, as we step into the bridge and walk this path, did you start with your right foot or your left? And this woman goes, I don't remember. She goes, that's the problem. You need to be more aware of what you do. The choices you make have consequences. Later on, she goes, now, as we've crossed the middle of the bridge, you and your life cross the midpoint of your life, and you have to decide, do you continue, or do you turn around and go back? Is it too cold? Can you handle the breeze? Or are you okay with the weather? You must decide, should you go on across it? And she's like, would you shut up? I thought you just wanted to have lunch and walk across the bridge and have some wine or something. Every freaking step I take doesn't mean something. These life coaches overthink everything.
Oh, my God.
Because they're getting paid by people who need things thought out for them.
Yeah, but everything doesn't have a meaning attached to it. And that's why these people are nuts. They think it does, and it drives them insane. Frank, why are your arms on the counter?
Because
why are your legs spread apart?
And I'm lazy.
Why didn't you shave?
I need more ballroom. What?
What's making you so tired?
You.
As you stroke your beard, Frank, and ponder, what are you thinking about and why are you stroking with your right hand?
I pushed my beard forward the other day, and I kind of look like, you know, Mac the Knife from the McDonald's commercials.
Oh, on the Crescent Moon.
Yeah, the Crescent Moon. Don't I?
Yeah. Frank, your beard is pointed.
I know.
It's like a shovel.
When a shark
bites. It's like a beard shovel from the side.
When a bee stings.
You know that song? You don't know the national anthem?
Well, you know, listen, priorities. Mac the Knife. That came in handy.
I think Mac the Knife is the ISIS national anthem, isn't it? It bombed, though.
Oh.
Don't put this on me. It's Heidi started it.
I started it.
No, it's your butchering of the national anthem that started the terrorism.
And here's the weird thing about Heidi.
I didn't try to butcher.
So I give Heidi the first note complete with orchestra, right? And remember? And she goes,
Because Frank jumped in and goes, don't you try. He threw me off.
Oh, it's my fault. Everything ends up being my fault.
He goes, you start to.
Ready, Heidi?
Listen, I can't be great-looking, funny, have a hot body, and be a good singer.
If the note was too high, you've aimed too high, Heidi. You must realize if you aim lower than the note, it means you're accepting mediocrity in your life.
You know, I'm not going to continue on the bridge. I think I'm just going to jump off at this point. Whatever metaphor that means.
Don't be flat. Don't be sharp. Just be natural.
There he is, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's get a quick look at traffic in 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...
Morning Sickness Continues with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the rock of Southern California, Rock 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Our friend Nick Marzok is going to be in studio next playing his guitar. We got it all set up over there. Now, if you went to our last birthday bash, Nick performed live and just crushed it. And he'll be doing a show tonight, an acoustic show at the Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. Show's free. It begins at 9 p.m., so be sure and go out there and support Nick. He'll be in here next. Right now, we got Lisa May giving us the news.
And we have our Subaru pet of the day. His name is Happy. He's 4 years old, a terrier mix, little black dog. He's
cute.
Named Happy because he's happy, and if you take him home, he'll make you happy.
He looks like he stinks.
No. He's a mop. Maybe he's like a mop.
Yeah, maybe it's just the sheet that he's lying on. The sheet looks like it stinks.
I don't know where they got him from.
Come on, get happy.
Yeah, get happy.
Only Lisa
exactly.
Bringing a dog laying in its own sheet.
Go to 95.5.com. 95.5KLOS.com.
Are those stains?
Check
them
out.
Are those sheet
stains?
I'm
not going to let you look anymore.
Right.
You can't look anymore. Subaru Pet of the Day, brought to you by the all-new 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car. It's a Subaru. Americans are apologizing to an Irish reporter for President Trump's behavior yesterday. Trump called Ireland's new prime minister to congratulate him on winning the election, and some members of the Irish press were in his office to cover the phone call. Well, one of those reporters happened to be a very pretty young woman. And so Trump is on the phone with the prime minister, and he, like, motions her to come over. So she kind of walks over, and he's, you know, checking her out, clearly. And this is what he said.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? We have all of this beautiful Irish press. Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. The Taoiseach will know me. It's Katrina Perry here.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
What does that even mean? She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
Who was he talking to when he said, I bet she treats you well?
He was on the phone with the Prime Minister of Ireland. I mean, if you watch it, it doesn't sound terrible, but if you watch it, it's pretty creepy.
At least he asked her to come over. In the old days, he would just grab her by a certain handle.
Exactly.
At least he didn't just do that.
Just grab her. One of the tweets that was sent to Katrina, we apologize that our president is a weird and inappropriate creep. We all think Amazon is taking over the world, but maybe we should be keeping our eyes on Facebook. The company just crossed a huge milestone and now has 2 billion users. That is about 2/3 of the world's population with internet access. Mark Zuckerberg announced the new number on his Facebook page yesterday. And just a few days before that, he announced Facebook's new mission statement, which is, quote, bringing the world closer together, unquote. That's happening.
Facebook's, ready to drop big money on original TV shows. It's going to start being like Netflix and Hulu, Amazon. Yes, as the social media titan has met with several top agencies, including CAA, William Morris, United Talent Agency, and let them know that Facebook's willing to pay up to $3 million per episode.
Oh, we're talking big budget now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. What?
So, you're going to have to leave Facebook.
The conventional networks are shaking in their boots.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they're strapped for cash. He's swimming in it.
So we need more content.
Yeah, of course.
More
I know. I
content.
Can't keep up with everything now.
Hey, we're over here.
Guys?
Yeah. Guys?
And Bachelor in Paradise is filming again, but with some new rules. There is now a 2-drink maximum per hour for contestants. They will have food available at all times. And if any contestants want to grind against each other in any way, they have to get permission from a producer who will make sure that they are both able to give consent and that they both do give consent.
Canceled in Paradise.
It's very likely.
How big are the drinks? You only have 2, but how big are they?
I don't know. Yeah.
One pitcher,
2-drink maximum.
That would still get me drunk.
Yeah.
Well, what goes good with drinks? Twinkies.
They go good with everything.
Ew.
They could.
Twinkies back in the news. Remember about 2-3 years ago, Hostess says we were going to stop making Twinkies?
Yep. Yeah.
And then suddenly this other company bought the bakery, and now the Twinkie sales are higher than ever before. Well, now they've expanded Twinkies into new flavors. I'm going to make you guess what you think the new flavor Twinkie is. I'll give you a hint. They say it's sweet, salty, and creamy.
Oh.
Pretzel?
Sweet,
salty, and
creamy.
Not pretzel. And when you hear about this new flavor, Twinkie, you're going to run out and get it.
Some sort of caramel.
Sort of.
With cream cheese, salted caramel.
Sea salt and vinegar?
No, I'll just show you.
Oh, God. Oh.
The new flavor Twinkie, chocolate peanut butter. Twinkie.
It's kind of surprising they haven't done that already.
That looks gross.
Tell me. Oh, look at it.
Yeah, look at it.
I like chocolate and peanut butter.
Picture this floating in a toilet.
Seems like a lot of peanut butter for the chocolate.
More like a stinky.
Where did they come up with that original idea, chocolate and peanut butter together?
They say they're going to trot them out starting next month in both single-serve and multi-pack formats. Now, I noticed this box says 10 servings in the corner. Or 10 Twinkies. To me, that's one serving.
A serving.
Yeah, this is a serving.
They're small.
This is a single serving.
Only available at Walmart. Nick Marzock's going to be in here playing his guitar for us. He's also going to be playing tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free and begins at 9 a.m. 9 a.m.? My God. He's going to be late if he's here first. No, I think it's supposed to be at 9 p.m. All right, 9 p.m. Rock Riley's night on Sunset. Nick will be in here next. But first, if you celebrate your birthday today on June 28th, you celebrate with John Cusack. John Cusack turns 51. You know, he's never been married.
Really?
Oh, has no kids, never been married, John Cusack.
Probably a very happy guy with extra money to spend on fun stuff.
Yeah, the happiest guy in the land.
Best birthday ever.
Or is it the best birthday ever when you're 51? I mean, he's probably sitting down going, I'm 51. There's no one there to go, happy birthday.
Right.
When he wakes up in the morning. How's that feel, man?
Yeah, but when you're single, you can buy friends.
On your birthday, does it sting? Does it hurt
Frank,
more than normal?
You know
does
my nerve.
No one's jumping
would
on you and making you breakfast in
would
bed?
Would you stop stomping on my nerve?
I love you. I'm so glad you were born.
John Elway turns 57 years old today. Kathy Bates. 69. So you know what she's doing today.
Oh, about Schmidt.
About Schmidt sounds like another name for 69. about Schmidt.
Forward.
Dave Knights is 72.
Who's that?
I don't know. Know the name of his band. Procol Harum.
Procol Harum, the band.
Bass player.
Oh, that's cool.
He was the bass player until 1970. He's still making a celebrity list.
Huh. Well, yeah, Procol Harum was big back in the day. And this and the other organ solo song. I mean, it's a Whiter Shade of Pale, right? This one?
This is Whiter Shade of Pale. Yeah,
yeah, that's what it is.
Look at you.
She hasn't done anything since then, though.
Well, we all have our day, and then people forget who we are, but...
This birthday hurts for him.
What is it?
72. And Mel Brooks, brilliant writer-director who gave us Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, History of the World Part 1, The Producers, and Spaceballs, turns 91 years old today. So happy birthday, Mel. 6 days to Independence Day. Keep it right here. Nick Marzock playing live in studio. Next, we are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Wednesday, June 28th, a little bit after 8 o'clock. And with us in the studio, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Nick Marzock.
Yay! Yay, Nick! What's up, guys?
Now, if you attended the birthday bash, Sogfest, last year, Nick played, got on stage between, I think, the opening band from Stay or Go and then the before Dice, Andrew Dice Clay, right?
Yeah.
You opened for Andrew.
For Dice. Hey, you put that on the resume?
Hey, you know I put that on the resume.
Yeah.
And, just destroyed it. People loved him. And now you're going to be playing tonight an acoustic show at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show's free.
The show's free.
I've been to that place. Pretty cool place.
I love that place.
It's very nice right there on Sunset at 9 p.m. It says a.m. on my sheet, but it's 9 p.m. right?
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, you're going to be late.
Yeah, no wonder you're trying to promote it. 9 a.m. at a bar on Sunset. A lot of people probably not going to show up, but no, 9 p.m. Tonight.
You know, when Nick played our bash last year, I think it was the first time I appeared with you guys with the new show.
Yeah, right.
And I hadn't met you yet, and I felt bad for you when I saw you walk out there in a stool. Because usually it's a tough crowd with one guy.
Right.
You know, because you got big, huge, massive bands on. You knocked it out of the park. Thanks. End of the night, I'm humming your songs. I mean, this guy is incredible to see.
Thanks, Frosty. Well, I don't know if you remember that I got up on stage and we were having a sound issue with my direct box. So
that's right.
I had like 3 minutes, which felt like an hour.
That you had to fill with impersonations.
Started dancing.
I thought that was your best part of your.
I do a mean Stewie.
Brian. Okay, I love Ireland. Listen, I love Ireland so much. I want to tell you all about our new terrific people. Our new terrific people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you are doing some voiceover work as you know, as you're out here doing the music thing as well.
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm in Valerian coming out on July 21st. Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets. So I have a role. I think I'm an alien that dies or something. I don't know.
Read the rest of the script.
They didn't send it to me. I'm not that valuable.
And it says you also did the recorded voiceovers for Jonah Hill and Miles Teller to use for the PG-rated version of War Dogs.
Yeah, they sent me the TV version where I had to cover up all their swear words. So
what swear words did they choose to replace the swear words?
Oh, it was they sent me a script with like horrible vulgar things, and then like right below it would be like, what the cheese sandwich are you doing? You know,
cheese
had nothing to do with.
You mean so you impersonate their voice?
Yeah,
they don't just call them back in and pay them to do it.
Miles Teller was too busy. I think Jonah didn't want to do it, but the one day Bradley Cooper came in and was doing his for the movie, so that was pretty
cool
to work
day.
Alongside him. Yeah, that was a really cool day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you just do the one word, or is it the whole sentence?
Whole sentence. And then they'll let the guys cut it together.
Who knew?
Cheese and rice. You know.
Cheese and rice.
Have you ever done the busker, you know, where you're out there with your guitar case open on the sidewalk and have people throw in some dollars and change?
I used to when I was younger. Like, when I go to the beach, I would go to, like, on the boardwalk in Ocean City back on the East Coast and do that and try to pick up some money, and nobody gave me money.
But really? Nobody gave any money?
That's tough. That's tough to be a busker.
You know, Eric, that's how I know Eric. A lifetime ago, I met him when he was down there in the promenade.
Third Street Promenade.
Strummer's really? Guitar for change. That's how I knew this guy.
Wow. Yeah.
See,
that's mad respect, man. That's tough.
Frosty threw in a dollar. Well, not a dollar. Threw in a note that was way over the top as far as what you throw inside of a guitar case for a guy playing on the street, where Eric took notice.
It was a $100 bill.
Well, now you're embarrassing me. You're just embarrassing
me. It was $100, Nick.
Oh, my God.
And like you said, people do not give you money, especially if you're just a guy with a guitar. You got to be an armless man doing handstands to get any money.
Yeah, I knew a legless guy. He had arms, but he only had thumbs. So he basically just played chopsticks the whole time, every day on 16th Street Mall in Denver. Yeah.
But Eric, money every time. There was no ulterior motive. It wasn't a desperate cry to be my friend, to chase me down the sidewalk to thank me and get my email address. No, the whole thing was, I thought he was this homeless, desperate, starving street kid because he was all, you know, long-haired, shaggy-looking. And I thought, this poor kid, he's playing his heart out. I've been standing listening to a couple songs. The kid's going to be, he's not eating. Look at him. He's wasting away.
I bet if I gave him $100, he'd sleep with me.
Stop that. I'll fill him up.
So I thought he'd get, like, a hotel room and get a meal in his belly. And later, the next time I saw him a couple weeks later, he was,
you got him a hotel room?
Well, no, not me.
Okay.
Then I saw him again a couple weeks later. He flags me and goes, dude, why did you give me that money? He goes, I'm a working actor. I'm like just down there playing some music. So I thought he was a starving street kid. That's why.
Working actor. That's like him saying he has a house. He was the condo of working actors. You know it's true, Eric, right?
It's definitely true. Okay. I wouldn't have been on Third Street Promenade. You don't see Bradley Cooper walking out of his voiceover session and then going to play on Third Street Promenade.
Was that the largest tip that you ever received from anybody on Third Street Promenade? Oh, $100?
Hands down. And the thing is, Frosty didn't buy anything. He threw it in and sort of kicked around the rocks near the guitar case for a second. And then mosey very slowly.
Were you selling CDs or something?
Yeah. I mean, he could have afforded 10 CDs. He could have picked up 10 albums. But
I didn't
like
your music that much.
That ass of yours.
Such a dinner, place to sleep. But see, it's such a rough life. These guys are down there, and I had another buddy who used to play down the promenade. They're out in the hot sun. They're playing their guts out. People are ignoring them. They're just walking by. End of the day, you had to load your amp and guitar, and you make like $12.
Yeah.
It's a rough, ungratifying life. Well,
aren't you doing it more to pick up women? Like when you're going down to the beach and you're going to play your guitar, aren't you just seeing how many hot chicks stop by?
This song's about feelings.
That'll do.
How many instruments can you actually play?
I don't know. I grew up on piano, and then drums and guitar, and then after that, just...
So you're one of those kids that can just pick up anything and just start playing it?
Yeah, eventually I'll get it.
And he's, like, super talented, because I started singing, Tesla? What was it, Black Crows?
Black Crows, Talks to Angels.
Yeah, and then you just... picked it out and started playing it. You don't even know the song. You probably never played it before in your life and just was able to pick it out right away. That's incredible. And you're also a sketch artist. You should see his sketches, Frosty.
What do you sketch?
He did a John Mayer that was amazing.
Have you ever seen Titanic?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
If you want one of you in it, like that one.
He's really talented. Can sketch
actually, that. My breast is bigger than hers. So knock yourself out.
I'll give you $100 and then we'll do it.
Oh, I'll throw in $100 if Frosty will pose like that. We'll get a
draw me like one of your French girls.
You go on tour at all? You cruising around? You staying out here in L.A. or
I'm mostly writing right now. I actually just finished a spot for American Dad. Doing an episode of not Walter Murphy stuff. He does all the symphonic orchestral stuff. But I did an episode with Scott Grimes.
Scott.
So he's the voice of Steve on the show. And so him and I wrote some songs ago in an episode next season. So doing that and starting to work a little bit with that crew and the Family Guy things.
Are you trying to act
in a good circle?
What's that?
You trying acting at all? Because most musicians don't make it and starve to death. Look at Eric. And most sketch artists, they don't become that rich and famous either.
Yeah.
You trying the acting thing?
Yeah, I did a movie with Ewan McGregor that came out last year called American Pastoral, which I liked a lot. It got really bad reviews, but I thought it was a good movie. But I was in that. But
what were they saying about the movie? It was so bad.
It was, I don't know. It kind of just flopped. Like, I don't know.
That Nick Marzock ruined it.
Ruined the whole thing.
His sketching scene just didn't work.
The guy can't draw.
Put down the pencil and try to make a movie.
Well, I see you did bring your guitar in. It's sitting on your lap right now. Nick Marzock with us. If you want to see him play live, he'll be playing tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free and begins at 9 p.m., so stop by and support Nick, a big friend of the show. And would you like to pluck out for us now? Anything?
This is a song I just finished a demo for. I've never played it ever.
Oh, my.
An exclusive.
So this is an exclusive, and it's not available anywhere right now because it's just went out for demo. So this is a song that I wrote about. It's kind of like a story like CeeLo Green's Forget You, where I wrote this about a label guy, but had to turn it into Spin It Sound Like a Girl, you know, so that it's more mass appeal. But this song's called Answer Me. It starts out, you know what, it sounds like I'm playing Eye of the Tiger right now, but it's different. I swear to God, it's different.
Hear me out. I left a message after the tone. I kept the feeling out, but now I have a message ready to go. You don't need so when your time is gold, I won't waste it. You can save it up for a feast of crow when you see. You know when you hate it. Never say I told you so. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Let it out. I wanna know your crazy machine. I wanna stand on your holy ground. I guess your burdens don't include me. Don't. When you clean the stones and you say liquor are outdated, wonder you have it when you feel alone. When you feel alone, you will hate it. Never say I told you so. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. Fame and profits, cash deposits, walk-in closets, front page gossip, hefty pockets, poolside trophies, as you want it, as you want it. Fame and profits, cash deposits, walk-in closets, front page gossip, heavy pockets, poolside tropics, as you want it, as you want it. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. Yeah, I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then.
Well, of course she'd answer you then. My gosh.
Oh, Nick.
Now you've made it.
Oh,
Nick Marzock in the studio with us.
Every time he gets me, every time.
An exclusive right there. You can't even get that song anyplace else. But yeah, put that thing out quickly. Are you going to hug him? Oh. You're getting a dollar.
He's tucking.
Go get you something to eat, son.
Is that 100? My God.
Go get yourself a haircut and something to eat.
You do have a style.
I need this so badly.
This is Motel 6 up the block.
Thanks, man.
Nick's going to be playing tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free and begins at 9. How long is the show going to be? I mean, because you got a lot of original stuff.
I'm going to go a while, man. I'm going to go until they kick me off the stage.
Plus, you can play anything that anybody yells out. You just have that ability to pick something out. It's awesome.
And if I'm drinking, I'm just going to keep playing.
Just keep playing until they kick you off. We're closed, Nick.
It's 6 in the morning. You have
He's
to go.
He's all curled up his guitar case sleeping. You can't stay here.
You don't
Nick, who are your musical influences? Because there's someone in your voice I can't put my thumb on. I like it a lot. Who is? Does it remind you of someone out there? Like, who did you listen to growing up?
Someone says, okay, James Blunt.
No, because James Blunt's kind of...
James Blunt.
This is going to sound awful, but if Bonnie Tyler were a man... No, that didn't sound right. If David Gray were a woman... No, I don't know. You're in there between them somewhere.
He's got that rasp, that good rasp.
Yeah, there's style there.
Well, the 818 says, I love his voice. Uh-huh. Let's see.
I like the James Blunt one. That's
818, how do you...
My life is brilliant.
Yeah.
My life is pure.
Another 818 says, Heidi couldn't carry a tune in a 5-gallon bucket. Oh, that's going back too. That's going back too far.
That's right.
I just sang the national anthem earlier.
Well, did you? No, I missed it.
I mean, my Nick, Edith Bunker's better.
Nick for the stay.
Yes.
Right. Hey.
Somebody goes, where's Grunny? Yeah, what's Grunny up to? He's like, listening. Wait, they didn't call me too.
Grunny.
Frosty always has that where he introduces friends to other friends, and those friends start hooking up, and they don't call Frosty. Grunny's feeling that right now. He's like, wait.
He's FOMO already.
Wait. Nick's my friend.
That's a surefire way to lose a friend is to introduce him to some other friend. Okay.
They're way more fun to hang out than with what we got.
I gave you $100.
Here, let's stick these two magnets together and throw them off. Okay.
Lost another one.
I missed my magnets.
Any superstition that you have before you go on stage? Do you do some kind of ritual?
I don't really.
You're playing superstition. Very good. Stevie Wonder comes out of you.
I don't have any rituals. I just kind of. I feel like if I do, I'd get more like weirded out and like amped up. I just kind of like to show up and play.
The rituals, really no... whiskey and cigarettes.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get amped up, ready to play.
The cigarette thing kind of shocks me. Although, I mean, did you ever think of a time of giving it up, or you're like it works out?
No, I don't really smoke. Actually,
he doesn't smoke. He smokes.
He sounds like he does.
He smokes the patch. <I know. laughs> He skips cigarettes, but straight to the patch, and he smokes that. he's hardcore rock and roll.
I always love that rasp in your voice. I'm like, how do you get that?
Well, you know,
like,
for years and years, when you used to smoke in bars, if you're on stage in a band, you inhaled all that secondhand smoke.
And then you're like, I sound
that's why
this
all
way.
The singers in the 60s and 70s, I got that rasp. They
I smoke cigars a lot, and that's kind of, ooh, you know, that's, I love that. But
yeah, you have a bowling alley waitress in your future. In case this doesn't work out.
Hey, honey, you're so great.
Nick, I've heard you rock, you know, rock it. You rocked it today. You rocked it a year ago when I heard you. Do you have any slow, extremely tear-jerking, sappy ballads in you, too? Or are you a rock guy?
I do.
Do
I
you?
Have some ballads, yeah. I got, yeah.
Do you have any ballads you look back on and go, what a pussy?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I can't believe I wrote that. You came in, I think you played last time, Nick, where it was like you'd had a girlfriend, and it was like, a rainy day. Never rains in California.
Yeah, it rained in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one. We'll play that.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time. We'll crank it out.
God. Yeah, I can do that one.
Nick Marzock, once again, everybody.
This one's going to be very James Blunty.
It was cold, California. It's Friday morning, middle June. The clouds turned gray and heavy, and I knew it had to do with you. There were shadows in the valley. Those tacky signs and broken hearts. My feet weren't far below me while I walked down Sunset Boulevard. And Hollywood was still and quiet were the hills. The ocean wouldn't dance and say on the Monica. Boss wouldn't fill and I was lost, cause you had gone away, on the day that it rained in L.A. And as I drove across Mulholland, I stopped to see city view, but the tears they fell
my vision when it fell like rain over you, and Hollywood was still. The sun began to well. The actors in studios were reading lines from melancholy films, and I was lost 'cause you had gone away. On the day that it rained in L.A. When it rained in L.A. And I called you on the phone, but you were not alone. There might have been a thousand lives between us, but I guess I'll never know, 'cause I was lost with nothing left to say. On the day I swear that Hollywood was still, quiet were the hills, the ocean wouldn't dance in Santa Monica, the bars wouldn't fill, and I was lost 'cause you had gone away. On the day that it rained in L.A. On the day that it rained in L.A.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's your, there's your ballad, Frosty.
There you go.
Nick Marzock. Wow. He's live in studio with us right now. He's going to be playing Rock and Riley's tonight on Sunset. The show is free. Begins at 9 p.m., so head on over to Sunset Rock and Riley's to support Nick, a longtime friend of the show. He played Songfest last year. And,
killed it.
Yeah, you should come out and see him and support him.
That last song there is a hit.
Frosty,
and
right?
It's emotionally as raw as it gets.
Are you crying?
I'm not, it's about contact.
No, you're crying.
I got the wrong contact solution. My eye gets dry.
Who'd that make you think of, Frosty?
IHOP. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. I wasn't paying attention to the song. Starving. You know, if you want to layer some strings on that, I got the Kurzweil over here. Tell you, $100. I got the studio in my house. Eric, come over, add some guitar.
How do you sing background?
There we go.
Us a hit.
No.
I'm super excited about that song. I did that for the demo with Nile Rodgers, produced it. So it's going to be that one we're really
going to. That girl is somewhere just going, what did I do? I was an idiot. Well, I'm not even with the guy that I was cheap. Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
That girl sucks.
Right?
Well, she'll return his calls once he gets celebrity friends, that walk in closet, and then heavy pockets that he's got to get. All the songs kind of tied together. It's a concept album.
So good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for bringing me on. I love hanging out with you.
Thank you. All right. We got to take a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...
Back now to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Frosty and Frank Show, if you're just now joining us, we had Nick Marzock playing live in the studio, friend of the show. He played Songfest last year, and he's got a show happening tonight, a free show on Sunset at Rock and Riley's Bar. Begins at 9 p.m., so be sure and go and support him. And at Nick Marzock on Twitter, N-I-C-K-M-A-R-Z-O-C-K.
Huh?
M-A-R-Z-O-C-K is how you spell his last name. Some people are asking how they can find his music and stuff. Look up Nick Marzock. He's got a website, nickmarzock.com, and be sure and go see him tonight. Let's see. What else am I going to do today right now? I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I guess we got nothing to do right now. Oh, no, I got a lot of prizes to give away. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, I could suggest something.
Really? Ooh.
You were on vacation last month for a few days. And while you were gone... I had to come with something to fill some time. And one of the genius games that I introduced, we haven't done since. I know you don't know anything about this.
I've been back.
Well, put it this way. I knew you probably wouldn't approve. So I waited until you were gone, then I did it.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, my God, the mice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, I mean, if you would like to hear it, we could, if you have prizes to give away, that is a way we could do it.
We do have a ton of prizes to give away. We got some... America Fest Rose Bowl four packs. I got 3 4 packs for the Rose Bowl 4th of July. I've been there before. It's quite the spectacle.
Yeah.
So I guess I do have prizes.
Oh, good, because you may actually enjoy this. If you want to pack the phone lines and get with our happy contestants.
Oh, well, they're already packed.
All right, because now it's time for another thrilling edition of... have some well-known voices to play you little bitty snippets of, maybe just like a word or two. If you could tell us who the famous person is, you'll win a prize.
So it's the Amazing Brain Listening Game, Who Are You Edition.
Who Are You Edition, right.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Same concept.
Who? Who are they? Or you. You. Whatever.
It's been a while since you've done it.
Right. So, the first contestant gets a really short hint, and you can get hints from these two characters over here. Heidi and Frank will help you out.
Okay.
If you don't get it, the second hint gets longer. Third hint gets longer. It's pretty much giveaway.
Okay, so yeah, the first person who gets the first Who Are You gets the America Fest tickets to the Rose Bowl, 4th of July. And that would be who was, Brian was the first one through.
How's it going?
Hey, Brian.
Brian, I know you're smart because mixing up two letters of your name makes you brain, and we're playing the brain game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm batting 0 for 2 on this, so makes this the third one.
All right, here we go. Well-known famous person, I'm pretty sure you know this person. The first hint is pretty short, though. Who is this?
What?
That's not a voice. That's just breathing.
It's a spoken word edition, and people do inhale. One more time.
Who is that?
Yeah, listen to all
Heidi,
the...
Heidi, Frank, anyone? Help.
One more time.
Oh, gosh, I have no clue. Anyone?
The only thing that I keep thinking about naming a song, but this is not a song. This
it's
is
spoken.
But it's not a line from a movie, because that would be the movie edition.
Nope.
This is just someone speaking.
People, famous people talking.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear it again.
So it could be talking at any time.
Right. And this is a part of a sentence that I thought is just easy as can be. Who's this?
I have nothing.
Really?
I got
no hints?
Here, no.
Brian?
Freddy.
No.
Is it Freddy? No? Okay.
Well,
Freddy.
Next hint's a little bit longer.
Let's hope. Robert! Robert,
yes, sir.
Could you get it from the wheeze there? Do you already know it?
If it's not from a movie, then no, I don't know.
No, these are just normal celebrities talking in normal conversations. Here we go. You have a second hint, which is longer than the first. Who is this?
Because I always faked orgasm.
I know who it is.
Do you? Too bad you can't help because it's round two.
It's a girl. Sounds like a girl.
Brilliant, Robert.
Yeah, it's a girl, and she's dead.
She's dead.
Robert?
Boy.
Recently died in the last couple of years, right?
That's true.
And funny.
Play one more time.
Because I always faked orgasm.
3 seconds,
oh,
Robert.
Man, I'm just glad I've never heard that before. So,
Oh, sorry, Robert.
So
Adriana's next.
Adriana?
Yes.
Okay, do you know already?
No, can I hear it one more time?
You get a longer hint. Who's this?
Because I always faked orgasm, and now these old guys.
Oh, that's so easy.
You said she recently died?
Yeah, and she did a show with her daughter.
She was old.
Did a lot of red carpet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Play one more time.
Because I always faked orgasm, and now these old guys.
I'm really bad with names. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I thought this would be easy peasy. Next hint's longer.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, I know she hosted the Tonight Show for a bit. Her name's Melissa.
Yep.
You get a longer hit, too. You get a longer hit. Play it.
I always faked orgasm, and now these old guys, you moan and groan in the wrong ear. They don't hear it.
Who's that?
I'm blanking on her name, but I can see her face.
Oh my God.
You were right, though. She did fill in for Johnny Carson sometimes on The Tonight Show back in the day. She was really upset when she didn't get The Tonight Show when Johnny left.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
They actually had a falling out.
Mm. How do you think this is going?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you do it when I'm not here.
I have a whole bunch of these prepared. We could do this every day if you'd like.
Well, maybe it's just she's kind of dated. I mean, we're doing people who used to fill in for Johnny Carson.
But she just died, so she's pretty relevant.
She was on the Celebrity Apprentice.
She was on E quite a bit.
Okay.
We got one more, and then we'll just go to someone else.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I know who that is. I don't need the longer clip.
Who is it?
It's Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers! Yes!
You got the America Fest 4-pack to the Rose Bowl, 4th of July, okay?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Where are you calling from, Jeff?
I'm in Pasadena.
Pasadena. Hey, it's right there by you. Yeah. You can walk.
I will.
Okay. Stay on hold, Jeff. We'll hook you up.
I wouldn't say Joan Rivers was dated till after she died. Then she hasn't done anything since. Now she's dated. But when she was alive,
yeah,
a year ago.
Still doing stuff.
Now this next person is still alive.
I still say dated.
Okay, fine. You won't be able to say it about this next one.
All right. I think we only have time for this, the first name.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm kidding. Okay. All right. Laura, a whole new clue, whole new person. Who
is this?
I wonder.
Okay.
Play it again.
I wonder.
One more time.
I wonder.
Late night host.
See, the problem with this is when I'm trying to hear the clue, the caller talks. Let me put the caller down. All right.
I wonder.
Why do you always hit the play when someone's talking, Eric? Maybe it's you. All right, now we're all going to be quiet. Jesus Christ.
Hey, now that's good.
God damn it.
Who are you?
That's why this thing is a disaster every time, because you never understand what's going on. Someone's just
I worked so hard on this. It was my favorite.
Oh, that's going to silence.
All the hours I put into this editing theme song and then disasters.
I wonder.
Oh, it's not working.
Do you know it, Heidi?
Yeah.
Oh, you know
late
it.
Late night host.
There's a hint.
All right, Laura. Oh. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Who?
Is it like a new late night host or somebody that's been on?
When you said you knew it, you didn't. Okay, thank you. This is going so well.
All right, let's drop her. All right. Rudy was on hold the longest next. Hello, Rudy.
Yeah. Hey, hi. How you doing?
You get a longer hint. Here it is.
I wonder, because I was thinking about it with my little brother.
Who's that?
Jay Leno?
No!
Oh, man. All right, Benny might know. Hello, Benny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Benny, you get a longer hint. Who the hell is this?
I wonder, because I was thinking about it with my little brother. Like, if a guy was saying things about my little brother, I'd want to kill him. I'd want to beat him up.
Who is it?
Oh, man. The one and only Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel! Yes!
Yes, that's correct. So you are also going to the Rose Bowl with a 4-pack of tickets, okay?
Hey, Frank, you got something else?
Yes, I do, actually.
What a fitting ending there.
Let's see. Do you want to go see
High and Mighty?
Oh, you want High and Mighty? Do I have High and Mighty? You figure I should, but I don't, since it's brought to you by KLOS, but I don't have any High and Mighty today.
Any comedy?
Yes. I will give you tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan.
All right. Sounds great.
The theater at Ace Hotel, September 9th. That's off the
list. If you
didn't
keep asking what else you got, we could have done a whole other game.
Stay on hold. That's why I kept...
I know. Anyway, Frank, if you would like a snippet of this feature, we can it off for you, and you can...
Oh, don't give it to me. Send it to the archive
for great bits
in radio history. We'll put it right next to Jonesy's star.
But wait, it gets better. It's better, because this concludes another thrilling edition of Who Are You?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
What do you think?
I love it. We'll play it again. I know you love it at home. I can hate it, but I know you love it. So we're going to play it again at some point.
Yeah. I wonder.
When we will, yes. I wonder what the traffic's like. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by...
Lisa Mays joined us in the studio to give us some news of the day.
News of the day is sponsored by Vons. I want to give you a heads up that Huntington Beach Harley Davidson is going to have a bike night tomorrow night, and our own Sammy is going to be there. She's going to be judging a bikini contest.
What?
That's just one of the many things that is happening at this thing.
First I missed the bachelorette party, now is a bikini contest. Yep. Sammy, invite me to stuff.
6 to 8 p.m. This is the Harley Davidson, Huntington Beach Harley Davidson on Golden West Circle in Westminster. They're going to have a brew hog barbecue there with $5 barbecue pork and chicken waffle cones. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God.
Is that amazing? $1 beer. Oof. Bikini con. It goes on and on.
Have they lost their minds?
They have lost their minds.
When is this?
This is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
From 6 to 8 p.m.
Do they know we pay more for it than that?
You're going to have 600 bikes that you can check out. Wow. It's amazing. You can also enter to win a new 2017 iron, and I think it's 883. Is that what it's called?
A new iron? I need one. Is it with the steam?
Oh. 883
Harley. Yep.
Oh.
can sign up and be entered to win that.
That's what Eric's
That's
got.
A ton of stuff going on. So check it out. It's tomorrow night, 6 to 8, Huntington Beach Harley Davidson Bike Night. The Washington Post is reporting that a framed Time magazine cover of Donald Trump that is hanging at Mar-a-Lago is a fake. At the top of the page, in all caps, it says, Trump is hitting on all fronts, even TV. And then it says, The Apprentice is a television smash. The same cover's on display at four other golf courses that are owned by Trump. A spokesperson for Time magazine says the photo never ran on the magazine. The real edition that came out on March 1st, 2009, which is the date that is on it, featured a photo of Kate Winslet. Time magazine is asking the Trump Organization to please remove the fake magazine covers. We have a picture of it, by the way, at FHFShow.com, so you can check it out.
So
this is what it looks like.
Where did I recall that you could get like magazine, like Playboy, like where they had all the magazine covers, Sports Illustrated?
That.
But where?
Studios.
You could have
was
your
it Universal? Was it amusement parks?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's where he got that.
He went to Disneyland.
Yeah, so when you were like
it.
9 years old, you're like, I want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
It says The Apprentice is a television smash. So
oh
this is displayed in a display with other legitimate Time magazine covers
no,
as
I
you
think
walk down the
other photos of Trump.
Oh.
I was at his golf course for a wedding in New Jersey several years ago, and he has pictures of him everywhere.
Well,
so I'm sure this
you
is
can say
just
the same thing about Oprah because Heidi went over to Oprah's town.
Really?
Where was Oprah town?
At OWN,
uh-huh. And there's pictures of Oprah everywhere. There's like a whole wall is nothing but Oprah's face.
But of her meeting people like her and Beyonce, her like people on her show. It's of her with famous
like,
people.
Like O magazine, there's nothing but Oprah on the front of it.
Right,
so,
right.
So Trump,
but at least
God
they're
love him.
Real.
Yeah, Trump, he has a problem with fake news. He puts a fake news magazine cover in the middle of legitimate news magazine covers.
You know it's fake because he also had the cover of O magazine and he was on the front of it. You know that's fake.
You know it's fake because in this cover he's not orange. He's normal flesh colored.
Obviously not real. And what happens if you throw coins into an airplane engine? Seems like that wouldn't be good. Luckily, the crew and passengers of a China Southern Airlines flight did not find out because someone actually spotted this 80-year-old Chinese woman chucking a bunch of loose change into the engine of the plane before she walked up the stairs to get on the plane. The flight from Shanghai was delayed for 5 hours while the ground crew dug into the engine for coins. One of them made it all the way in.
Oh, I thought it was a wishing well.
Exactly, Heidi.
What the hell?
This was the way that she wanted to pray for safety.
Oh, my God. I was joking.
That's what it is. Oh, wait. I have to
Well,
do
you
my...
figure that's what she's doing. Don't you pat a plane, Frosty? You always give it like a little pat,
yeah,
like it's a giant dog.
Yeah, that's my super... I pat the right side of the door when I go in, but I don't throw ducks into the engine.
Celebrate America in style with delicious food from Vons with great low prices on 4th of July favorites. It's the perfect time to gather with friends and family. That's news of the day.
Before we move on, I want to mention this guy, a badass of the day, a hero. Sergeant Otis Smith. He lives in Wooster, Ohio. Why is he a hero today? Because, well, a horse that was attached to a buggy took off running. It belonged to an Amish family and no one was driving it. The horse just sprinting down the road at about 25 miles an hour in the wrong lane and no one could stop it. But luckily, some cops got ahead of it and Sergeant Otis Smith is coming straight at him. And he ran alongside of it, jumped inside in the buggy just in time to pull the horse to a stop.
Wow.
Badass of the day, Sergeant Otis Smith. Could have been a horrible buggy accident.
I think it takes guts just to live in a place called Wooster.
At least it's spelt like Wooster, unlike the one in Boston.
Oh, Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcester.
It's spelled W-O-O-S-T-E-R. It's Wooster.
Wooster.
How's it spelled in Boston?
It's like Worcester.
Worcester.
Like
it's Worcester. It's Wooster, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Sammy's from there, right?
Yeah, it's W-O-R-C-E-S-T-R, and it's Worcester.
How do you get Worcester out of that?
Because we don't pronounce R's, Frost.
Oh.
Worcester.
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 What kind of car do you have, anyway? You can't park the car, the yard.
In Fairmont Coopley Plaza.
Still have a ton of prizes to give away, including two pair of Iron Maiden tickets, two pair of America Fest tickets, some Ohana Music Festival tickets, which is a Social Distortion Pixies, TV on the Radio, and more, a single-day ticket. Also some Steel Pulse tickets. Luckily, I have a lot of stories, news stories, so we can play Florida or anywhere else when we come back. 1-800-955-5567. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. A lot of stuff to give away. Still in the prize pants. Some Iron Maiden tickets. Some tickets to the Rose Bowl for 4th of July for America Fest. Some Ohana Music Festival tickets. One day passes at down Doheny State Beach. Some Steel Pulse passes. Pacific Amphitheater. It's ridiculous. That's not even all the prizes I have. I mean, I have a secret prize if you really want it.
Oh, good Lord.
It's Nickelback at the Greek Theater.
Ah!
I'll take those.
You will?
I like Nickelback. I don't understand the hate. I really don't.
Maybe that makes sense. 1-800-955-5560. How are we going to give these prizes away? It's one of the easiest games we play. Florida or anywhere else. All right, here we go. Let's see. Who was the first one through? That would be...
Not that name. Oh,
it's Kirsten.
The name, Kirsten.
It's actually Kirsten.
No, it's Kirsten. It's Kirsten. Because she corrected Sammy. Because it's all spelled out Kirsten.
Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi. Sorry, I'm Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Florida or anywhere else, a TV's news crew's truck is stolen while they're reporting on a crime.
anywhere else.
Yes, that was Albuquerque, yes. New Mexico. Yes, there's a crime wave. Crime wave going on, and apparently it's real.
Did they send a second reporter truck out? I'm standing where the other truck used to be.
Then a third. I'm standing where the first two trucks were stolen.
Then a fourth.
All right, Kirsten, I'm going to send you. Do you want to go to Iron Maiden or America Fest?
What's America Fest?
It's the Rose Bowl 4th of July celebration fireworks.
I'll go to Iron Maiden.
Did you just want to diss on America? Is that what you wanted to do? You act like you're so interested in America Fest. And you're like, oh, screw that Iron Maiden.
Frank, her name is Kirsten. What do you expect?
I know. She had to ruin it.
Kirsten.
Stanhold Kirsten. God, I hate her.
You know, there's just some names that just rub you the wrong way.
Mm. All right, let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Florida or anywhere else. Man steals van, tries to board plane after jumping on wing.
I'll say Florida.
Yes, it's Florida. All right, Iron Maiden or America Fest?
Maiden, please.
Maiden, please. Those are yours.
Thank you.
How did the guy get to the plane wing to jump up on it?
With the van. How?
I'm guessing it's one of those small airports. No. Like Cessnas.
Where you can run after the plane and be like, don't go, I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we can still drive out on the runway.
Yeah.
All right, still got the... A couple four packs to America Fest. Two winners so far, and Kelly is next. Hello, Kelly.
Yay, Kelly. Kelly's here.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly.
Gotta love Kelly's. Kelly, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
Oh, Lord. I look like Kelly. I am just Kelly from Corona. Woo!
Kelly's are always in a good mood, full of energy, happy.
And I'm guessing on the shorter side.
Good.
Are you on the
I'm
shorter?
Short.
And you're a little bit chubby.
I'm not skinny, but I'm pretty cute.
That's, what that's called a little bit chubby.
And Kelly's loves to drink. Kelly's loved your booze.
Mm. Right, my Kelly? Boobs?
But
yeah, see, Kelly's are fine.
I got big boobs. I got big boobs. 34D, baby.
That's right. Ooh. The best kind. All right, Kelly, here we go.
Okay.
A 49-year-old woman recently found out her boyfriend was moving out, so she chugged a bottle of vodka and got arrested for assaulting him with a plate of spaghetti.
That's Florida, baby.
That's right, Kelly. All right, do you want to go to America Fest or Ohana Music Festival?
No, Iron Maiden.
I'm all out of Maiden.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Okay. All right, America Fest.
America Fest it is, Rose Bowl, 4th of July. Still got one of those.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
It's a four-pack. Take some friends, so stay on hold.
Spaghetti. Sort of a vaudeville sort of way to end it.
It's very cartoony.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Hello, Brian. She chugged a bottle of vodka.
Hello.
Who could do that?
Oh, come on.
Kelly, perhaps. But...
Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Here we go. Here's your headline, Florida or anywhere else. Some idiot is facing charges after he dangled his baby out a 15th-story window to get more likes on Facebook.
Anywhere else.
Yes, that was Algeria.
Oh, people do anything these days for their 5 seconds.
That's the whole
of
Michael
fame.
Jackson thing, right?
Yeah.
You dangle a baby out.
Little blanket.
All right. So, you want America Fest?
Ohana.
Ohana Music Festival, Doheny State Beach. I'll send you to Friday, September 8th, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
By the way, what these baby danglers forget is someday, if the baby actually survives and grows up, when they find out what you did, they're going to punch you in the nose. Remember you did when, what to
remember,
me?
Remember when baby danglers just meant it was a boy? Look at them little baby danglers.
Yeah, it's a different time.
Different times.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Robert.
Bobby.
Yeah, hey. I'm here.
All right, here we go. A drug bust in a retirement village uncovers a golf cart chop shop.
That's got to be Florida.
Yes! Yeah. Look at all the winners today. Yeah. It is Florida. Do you want to go to the Ohana Music Festival or Steel Pulse and the Whalers?
Steel Pulse and the Whalers.
There you go. Pacific Amphitheater, Saturday, July 8th.
Thank you.
Stay on hold, man. Yes, cops raided a home last week in the Villages in Florida, which is the world's largest retirement community.
Oh, that sounds like a fun place.
And they were looking for drugs, and they found them, specifically a whole meth operation. My Aunt Doyne used to live in one of those communities where you get people rode around those three-wheeled tricycles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Had the basket on the back and stuff, and that was the main transportation was those and golf carts. But it had a meth lab in there. Who'd suspect that?
So the name Kirsten upsets you, but Doyne is okay?
And she had...
Doyne.
Yeah. Doyne, yeah.
Doyne.
Is that short for something?
I don't know. I don't know that question.
I had an Aunt Gieske.
That was her first name, Gieske?
Ethel Korn Gieske was her name.
No, Doyne was this woman's first name.
Oh, wasn't her last name?
No.
The first name is Doyne?
Yeah. Doyne Shadley.
Oh, Shadley is a cool name.
Was she an Oingo Boingo?
She was their manager.
No. Doingo Boingo.
Who chooses Doyne?
Doingo Boingo, that's what it originally called, but she left the band. Anywho, okay, I gave him a prize, right?
Oh, yeah. How far down the list of names you get before you settle with
right,
Doyne?
There's Debbie, there's Donna, there's Danielle.
You like Doyne? Honey, I love this name.
For a little girl.
It's called Doyne.
Doyne Ashley.
Maybe it was a big name back in the day.
I've never heard of another one.
Does anybody else know anyone named Doyne? Give us a call. Maybe, yeah.
Sure wasn't like a
typographical
error.
I never thought of a big deal because I knew her since I was a baby. Right. So, I mean, it's always just been normal for me.
Did they name her? Did she fall out of her mother? Doyne. Oh, name her Doyne.
Yeah, she fell out. Her mother was a huge whore.
Oh, well, there you go.
Just fell out. Doyne.
Did her mother have, like, a speech impediment? Maybe it was Doris, but it came out.
Doyne.
What do you want to name her?
All right. Eric looked up the name Doyne.
Doyne.
It was most popular in 1943.
When she was Boyne.
B.C. Funny.
But even in 1943, it was the 5,028th most popular name
well, I wouldn't
that
call that
year.
Popular.
Look at 24. Come on, man. It had to get more popular then, though.
So it peaked at 5,000 1 year. A century
and
ago.
And they were like, that name's dumb. Let's not ever use
it. That's when it started as Doyne. When did it peak out?
That year. That
43.
Woman.
And then it died off.
And prior to that, its biggest year was 1919.
I think that's when she was born. 1919.
Can you see if anyone has been named Doyne?
She was my great aunt Doyne.
Oh,
in the last 10 years.
It. That could explain it.
She's my grandma Pauline's sister.
They would love Ethel Korn Gieske. And Doyne, Pauline, Ethel.
And my grandma, Adelaide.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cops raided this retirement village in Florida, found a meth lab, but they also found evidence of a crime that's much more unique to a retirement community, a golf cart chop shop. Golf carts are the main way people get around at the villages. And these people were taking in stolen golf carts, chopping them up, and using the parts to sell. The five people in the house are all 42 to 63 years old. Can you imagine being 42 and living in a retirement village?
You're not even allowed to. I thought it was 55
Talk about
plus.
Feeling old.
Why would you want to?
I'm 46. These people live in retirement villages at 42?
I mean, everyone goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
Normally,
you know,
it's, well, yeah.
There's nothing to do at night. Why would you choose that?
I will say this, though.
I mean, they're nice.
Both of my in-laws, now they're separate. They live in separate retirement communities, 55 plus. And you do feel like the young, like, hot chick. There's a pool there. You know,
I get
like,
it if you're
look at me.
58 and everyone is in 60, 70. But if you're 42, I mean,
you know what Heidi was saying. At 42, you're the 21-year-old at a wet T-shirt contest.
When I go to see my in-laws?
At a normal bar, you know what I mean? And you're the hottest chick there.
But look who's hitting on you. It's geriatrics hitting on you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you listen.
But if you go to a normal bar and live in normal places, nobody's hitting on you when you're going to the community pool.
So if I went to Milwaukee, I'd be the skinniest person in the bar, and fat chicks would hit on me.
What is wrong with you? We need to fatten you up. We're going to get some jalapeno poppers.
I think he's got that anorexia.
Sorry, I'm just here for the fish fry.
All right, we've got some more people wanting to win prizes. Let's get to him. He's been on hold for 18 minutes. It's Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, here's your headline for Florida or anywhere else. Man calls cops saying his weed wanted to eat him.
Oh, my God.
Let's go anywhere else.
Oh, no. Was that our first loser of the day?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Florida. I'm sorry,
such
Rick.
A Florida story.
He complained that cannabis was determined to eat his intestines.
Oh.
I've been so high before that I thought I was going to poop myself.
Well,
slightly different, but
he thought the weed was eating him.
Eating him.
His insides.
Yeah.
That is stoned.
Okay. Next up, another 18 minutes on hold. Adriana. Hello, Adriana.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. Here you go. Florida. Or anywhere else. Man charged with disorderly conduct for watching porn at McDonald's.
Oh, that sounds like Florida, doesn't it?
Florida? Because Frosty said
so. Oh, don't listen to me. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Great job, Frosty.
I'm here. Don't listen to me.
She was just on hold for 18 minutes. Then
Adriana,
you were like, that sounds like Florida.
I don't know the answer to these. I really didn't. I wasn't steering you because I don't know.
She thought you knew and you
I'm
were
sorry.
Trying to lead her down the road to victory. But no, you let her right
done?
Into hell.
So sorry, Adriana.
All right, Shane, you've been on hold for 18 minutes as well. Are you going to believe Frosty this time or are you going to guess yourself?
I'm gonna guess myself.
A man spends 90 days in jail after police mistake drywall for cocaine.
Oh, God, that sounds
that
like Florida
sounds
to me.
It sounds exactly like Florida to me if I knew, but I don't know
either.
It sure sounds like it.
I'm going to say anywhere else.
Oh.
It was Florida.
No, Shane!
My God,
you never
guys, what are
me.
You doing? Your reverse psychology didn't work. Sorry, man, you lost.
So next time.
Next time, man.
Shouldn't the wonderfully trained police be able to spot the difference between drywall dust and cocaine?
Not when it's when they've been like cutting it and it turns into that powder and it's all together. It might look like cocaine.
Isn't there a test you take? In TV, they put
yeah,
it in
the. There is a test.
Not drywall.
My God, that's drywall.
Sheetrock.
Did you say he actually spent time in jail, like several days in jail?
Until they could probably get the test. They had to send it down to a lab.
Well, how does it take the test and find it's not drywall?
On them, like put them in the vial, shake it up, man. It's turned.
Do you have a test that proves this drywall?
I spackled and I know what drywall dust is. I think I can say, watch this. I'm going to put the paste on it and put it on the wall. There, drywall
paste.
Like
I fill the hole. Can't do that with cocaine. It'll dissolve.
Haven't they seen enough cocaine, the cops, I mean, to know what's not cocaine?
Although this is proving you've never done drywall. That drywall dust is very, very fine.
I know.
And it can get all over your clothes and you know, it's hard to get off. So cocaine's a very fine powder as well. So you had a fine powder, it gets a fine powder and they're both white. You might not know exactly which one's which if you had to choose drywall
I've
or cocaine.
I've seen cocaine and I've seen drywall. I had my house drywalled, so I was covered in that stuff.
Just because you've seen sheets of drywall doesn't mean you know what cocaine looks like.
Cocaine was...
If they had sheets of cocaine, oh my God.
You put a pile of cocaine and a pile of drywall dust in front of me, the cocaine has a shine to it.
Actually, that's brilliant.
It's granular like a sugary thing.
Oh, it does not.
Yeah, I saw
cocaine
some.
Does not have a shine
I saw
to
some
it.
In Dallas in 79.
No, that was crystal meth.
Oh, whatever it was. No, really, it's different. It's not powdery like drywall does. I've seen it.
That's how they could ship cocaine in
watch your language
in drywall sheets.
That's probably what they did. Maybe we should be snorting our drywall. It's all cocaine. That's how Escobar got it over here.
Through contractors.
Isn't cocaine more granular as opposed to powdery?
It can chunk up a little bit.
That's what I saw.
They often cut cocaine with baby laxative. That's why you get the craps when you do a couple lines sometimes. You know it's been cut pretty much. Supposed to pure.
I'm sorry you know this.
But do you know the difference between baby laxative and cocaine? No.
Well, no.
Because they're a fine white powder. That's why they cut it with that. They probably cut it with drywall too. Who knows?
I don't have constipated small children in my house, but I had bad drywall I had fixed.
Thank God.
If I had constipated babies running around,
if we learned anything, it's the relief that knowing you don't have constipated children in your house.
Well,
we thought you did in the basement.
What do you think's behind the drywall? We all have our kinks.
I guess we do. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to go out tonight, go see Nick Marzock. He's playing a solo acoustic show tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free. It begins at 9 p.m. He was in here playing earlier. So, yeah, go support Nick at Nick Marzock. Also, the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Mike Thompson RV is going to be out this evening at Duke's in Malibu from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Big Wednesday at the Barefoot Bar, hosted by Surf Junkie Jeff. So be sure and go say hello to Surf Junkie Jeff.
3:45 this afternoon.
How much you appreciate his segment of the show. Also get your picture with the FHF Mike Thompson RV and hashtag it FHF show, and you just might win passes for something. What was it? The
What do we give them?
The Hot Diggity Damn Fest there in
High and Mighty.
The High and Mighty Fest, right. Brought to you by KLOS. How come I don't have any High and Mighty Fest on my price sheet today? The whole thing's brought to you by KLOS.
They're probably giving them away tonight at the event, no?
They're probably saving for Jonesy.
I didn't get a pair. Oh.
Probably Jonesy, he's got a star.
He's giving them out a star.
He's kind of the big deal around here.
This is Walk of Fame. He's giving out a star. I don't know if he's punk rock, you know, so I don't even know if he's, like, digging on it. And so a star is really not punk rock. So I'm walking through the hall, and right. I'm like, hey, star man. And he's like.
See? So if Jones even shows up for the ceremony, he's a sellout. Sellout, right?
I know.
What are you doing here for your ceremony?
Is so not punk rock.
Giving in to the man,
that's so
man.
Awesome.
He should smash it with a sledgehammer.
So I'm just rubbing it in. Calling him star man in the hallway.
So his star's for, like, rock music, obviously.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you weren't here that day. No, he got it in radio.
It's his radio star.
Wait, what?
Yeah, for radio. But technically,
yes.
He's on the radio now, so he's getting a radio acknowledgement.
So are you.
But he was a punk rocker, now
but
on the radio.
But he's not getting it from music.
No. It's for his accomplishments in radio and what he's given back to the broadcasting business.
But he does talk about his days in punk rock, so that's why. But to accept a star when, in fact, punk rockers would never accept a star.
Never, man. That's about the man. That's not punk rock.
Yeah. He needs to smash it.
That's soft rock.
Accept it and smash it.
Get it and then vandalize it. That's punk rock.
There we go.
Go take a dump on your own star, Jonesy. You know what? He will. And he'll put it on Instagram.
He'll do it while he's in drag. That'll be part of his Instagram story. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Steve Jones coming up today at 12 bells, noon to 2. Don't know what he has planned, but nobody ever does, right? That's why it's Steve Jones.
He's so punk rock.
He is punk rock. He is.
Well, we'll see if he is. If he shows up
just
in the
still call him Starman. He's getting sick of that. He's not into that.
All right.
We have to apologize to those of you that might have offended today and get the hell out of here.
You want to take Jonesy?
No, put him on the list.
Jonesy, drywall dealers, Twinkies, and buskers.
Life coaches, Dubai, Angry Beavers, and Kelly Pickler's Pickles.
Starman, The Value Pack, Scarf Town, Michelle Rodriguez, and bisexuals.
Attractive Irish reporters, KFC, Note Hogs, truckers, and shaggy-haired actors on the promenade.
Gay Mini Cooper drivers, The Good Witch, Archie Bunker, and Mayor Gwyneth Paltrow.
Taco Bell, Lindsay Lohan, and Xennials.
Mosquito swatters, the USPS, cancer patients, and my neighbors on both sides.
Retired criminals, Time Magazine, Kirstans. And national anthem performers, I'm sorry.
Nick Marzock, Greg Grunberg, Sergeant Otis Smith, and Baby Danglers. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
After the Angels took game one of the freeway series 4-0, the Dodgers returned the favor last night 4-0. Jock Peterson, the hero.
And a fly ball to center field. Eric Young Jr. going back in front of the wall. He leaps and it's gone. A 3-run home run.
Dodgers Radio Network series now shifts to the Big A. And from the NBA, Phil Jackson and the New York Knicks have mutually agreed to part ways. His parting gift? A $20 million buyout. And Laker fans, don't get any crazy ideas. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.